Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Do some role play. Acting. I'ma be your trick. You be my stripper, not back. Let me see you do it like I know you can. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Do it. Then. Okay. Alright. She smiles. She with it. I'm like, okay. Alright. Let's get it. I just don't know what it is, what it gon' be. Cause everything about her my type. And when the time right, I'ma hit her with a line like,
take me to your world, show me what you like. You can put me on that wall, but I turn on for you like a light. You can start me like your car, just take me out of first. She threw me straight in third and say, let me show you how this work. And then we started rolling.
Music you love. Classical, jazz, blues,
Rhythm and blues, funk, rock, pop, country, electro, dance, trance, house, R&B, hip-hop, reggae, rap. Great music that makes you want to turn up the volume loud.
Block makes it a tank. Hey yo, what it is, man? It's your boy AB, Universal DJs, Block Major Entertainment Presents.
Yeah.
Club JC's after party, Grand Preview Weekend, going down Saturday, October the 6th, 4320 Macamex Boulevard in Pine Street, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, bro.
If you miss this event, you must be crazy. Hosted by Real Boy Entertainment.
Yeah.
Universal DJ AB live in the mix.
You know it.
DJ Shine in the building.
Woo.
Special guest MCs. Performances by T-Mac Jungle Entertainment.
What?
I hop from Arkansas.
For real?
Grand Ole Records, chill with in the building.
Man.
$5 to get in, BYOB. Special guest, Hardline King Promotions.
You know.
DJ Chubb in the building. Southern Maine Husky. And legendary DJ Don, the old school master DJ. Reserve your tables now. Facebook.com/AB Universal DJs. This is sponsored by B97 FM Mr. Radio.
Yeah.
It's going down. Club JC's Grand Preview Weekend After Party. The first step showing history going down in South Dallas, baby.
What?
You don't want to miss this.
Let's go.
Be there.
Yeah. Solo Dolo. Volume 1, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Every time you motherfucking niggas see me, I'm with my motherfucking lonely. Pistol on me. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter where the fuck I'm at or where I'm going, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
When you see me pass by,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why.
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die,
I'm one deep, bitch.
La da 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 da, la da 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 da. When you see me pass by,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why.
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die,
I'm one deep, bitch.
La da 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 da.
Nigga, I'm ride doing me. Don't need a friend or a hoe. In these times we living in, everybody is a foe.
Everybody.
Don't give a damn about a bitch. She gives a fuck about me. 9 times out of 10, she the fuck the whole street. Everybody say I'm tripping. Nigga, no, not never. Cause when it come to rough times, real niggas stick together. Where the fuck is my friend? Somewhere in my rear view. I stopped kicking it with niggas when I was back in high school. Learned that the hard way. Yeah, they molded Steph James. Man, 10 years later in the same damn thing. But it don't matter cause I'm strapped. This is more than just rap. A certified street nigga putting Austin on the map. Ain't worried about your haters cause I do it for the love. I got faith in myself and that man up above. Everybody wanna kick it but I'm focused on money. One deep till I die. Can't take that from it.
You see me pass by,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die,
I'm one deep, bitch.
La da 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 da, la da 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 da. When you see me pass by,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die,
I'm one deep, bitch.
La da 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 da, la da 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 da.
I'm on my game, watch me rise. I can see the hate up in they eyes, but to me it's no surprise. Motherfuckers like why? Falling short is not an option. Never plan, don't stop. Ain't got a family to maintain, but I keep the trunk knocking. Tim Feather got set up, shot down in his home. My trunk died with my niggas. Now solo when I roam. Nothing special about me. Any day can be my last. Even cops killing niggas get that feeling I'm a blast. Too many people, yeah, people still died in these streets. Even a walk to my mailbox, I gotta keep some heat. Underestimate the world and you will be the next victim. I can't tell you about the next cause I don't really fuck with them. I was born by myself, made friends and left a lesson. They only ran for the good times but they vanish when you stressing. So I'm riding one deep on me and my wife. And just like Willis Mane, fuck your life.
When you see me pass by,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die,
I'm one deep, bitch.
La da 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 da, la da 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 da. When you see me pass by,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why,
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die,
I'm one deep, bitch.
La da 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 da, la da 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 da.
When I say I'm one deep, everybody can relate. I'm from a small town in Texas where the people love to hate. Make me better, I don't mind. It's get rich or die trying. But one thing for sure, it's all by design. Fuck your weed, I don't need it. I wanna get high by my own. Tell the truth, I'm in my zone and want some, leave me alone. Y'all niggas ain't shit, and these bitches ain't no better. Before you try to give it up, once you get your shit together, cause I ain't got shit for you. I don't even wanna fuck the turn. I'm so big, a nigga couldn't get it up. I'm in the 500 bin, screaming out, fuck friends. Cause you ain't really got none if you ain't got no ends. People family disowned, where the fuck I go wrong? But what won't kill me, only make a nigga strong. I'ma take it to the grave and sacrifice a better day. Ain't no need to ask why, bitch, I'm trapped in my way.
Pass by.
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why.
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die.
I'm one deep, bitch.
La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Will you see me pass by?
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why.
I'm one deep, bitch.
Until the day I die.
I'm one deep, bitch.
La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Will you see me pass by?
I'm one deep, bitch.
Ain't no need to ask why.
I'm one deep, bitch.
All day, every day. I'm a motherfucking loner. Need no nigga around me.
Blazing the steel. Bring the heat. Mix it non-stop.
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 With the hottest DJ.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up, world? It's your boy, world famous DJ Dunny B. You're checking out the hottest brand new show. I know y'all like, what the hell is going on, man? Oh, my goodness, man. We are the official brand new radio show. Dunny B and the Click is in the building. Oh, my goodness. We Me Enterprise Radio Network is in the building. Oh, my goodness, man. We don't got connected with Be Me Enterprise Radio Network, and we don't got connected with my boy, Rev Kingpin, man. We finna blow this. We finna blow the show up. We finna blow. It's finna go down. It's finna go down, y'all. We got Dunny B in the game, in the building, my sexy co-host. What's up, girl? What's up, girl? LG,
wait, don't try to be what it do, man. I'm live tonight. I'm crunk. Man.
Say, I'm ready. Say, we got a hot show tonight. Everybody in the fucking world is calling in. I kid you not. We got the. I want everybody to be introducing my new clique. My new clique. It's gonna be crazy, y'all. Every night it's gonna go down. Dunny B. We got some celebrity gossip for you. We got the. We gonna keep you abreast on what's happening with the world of news. And we got my boy John Williams gonna be standing by with us tonight. What's up, John Williams, man? It's our news man for Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. What's that noise, man? No, y'all, we're gonna have to stop that noise. Hey, it's a, why ain't looking noise? All right, say John, what you got coming up? What you got coming up in the news tonight, man? What we gonna be talking about tonight?
What's up, man? How's everybody doing tonight? Hey, I know y'all gonna keep it crunk tonight. I know it's gonna be rolling. We're doing this new thing with Be Me Enterprise Entertainment. That's what's up, radio. Big shouts out to Houston. Tonight we're gonna be in the news. We're definitely gonna be talking about Governor Rick Scott out of Florida and these talks of states. You know, he's trying to do a block party for swing state voting for Mitt Romney. We're definitely going to be talking about Paul Ryan as well and Mitt Romney's wife, Ann Romney. And if you think that Bill Gates is a millionaire, and if you think that the Bible said that Solomon was the richest man, and he was, Moscow,
uh-oh,
a Russian opposition leader, claims that President Vladimir Putin is spending billions of taxpayers' rubble on 20 luxury presidents, 43 jets, and 4 yachts. So keep it locked. Keep it tuned in. We're definitely going to be talking about that tonight because it's going down.
Already, y'all. I tell you what, it's definitely going down. We're going to be hearing from the president of this wonderful company, man. We're going to be interviewing him tonight because we are on his website now. We are now partnership with Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. And when I talked to him today, man, we've been planning this for a long time. He's been going to be, I got to have a radio station on my site. So now we are now the brand new official Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. I didn't want to be done to be after now. Let's go ahead on and do this a different way. So y'all can catch us, man, right here on this site every day. And, oh, my goodness. Say, LG, when we come back, you talk very highly about the site. What did you say, LG? What did you think about the site? Because you called me back bragging about the site. What you
man,
think about
this site is hot, man. Y'all should go on. If y'all don't go on this, y'all missing this. I'm for real. Like, there's so much on there. I never seen a website so hot and so big, especially connect with a lot of artists. You know,
right?
So man, they need to
and
go
they
on
got, and check it out. From what I'm looking at, they got pretty much they got a one-stop shop, promotion, online, number one online street team marketing, event production, man. And they can do concerts. They can do everything. And I'm looking at this site now. I'm very impressed with the site. Y'all got to check out the site. If you haven't had a chance, for those who tune into us on Blog Talk Radio, y'all got to come on over here and check out the site, man, because they got it going on tonight. The site, I'm telling you, man, Be Me Enterprise, man, they are doing it big over here. And I'm very honored to be part of this company right here now. And y'all going to hear us, man, y'all going to hear us bragging about this site every single day, man. We're going to be talking about this site. And we want everybody to come on over here, join in with us, and come check out the site. Listen to us over here on this side, man. I want to see the numbers go up. That's what it's all about, y'all. I tell you what we're going to be doing, man. We definitely going to be getting into some music and jamming with everybody right here on B93. Right here on Be Me Enterprise Radio. So y'all get ready, man. It's definitely going to go down. We are your number one 24-hour music station right here, man. So y'all get ready. We're going to go to some more joints right here. It is going down, baby. Number one station. Y'all know how we get down. Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. We in the building. We'll be right back.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Mixing
the beats.
Mixing the beat. Beats.
Draped up, dripped out. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out. Ho, know what I'm talking. I'm draped up, dripped out. These hoes know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out. Draped up,
yeah.
Draped
I'm
up.
In this 68, I'm rolling. Pockets stone swollen. And lean, I be pulling bad bitches, I be holding. I got something for you haters. Bitch, I see you later. That 350 under the hood to make you niggas count your paper. I'm draped up and I'm dripped out. You niggas know what I'm talking about. Got cash in a large amount. Make bad bitches wanna walk it out. The other cats, they make it rain. I bought a drink, told to keep the change. This yellow hammer, she on me, man. I hypnotize her ass from the chain. Damn right, I got it. Got that black coupe, pop out it. That yellow hammer, excited to ride my pole, get exotic. My niggas, they neurotic when they blowing on the cottage. These chicks get excited, cause we the life of the party, yeah.
Straight up, dripped out. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out. Ho, know what I'm talking about. I'm draped up, dripped out. These hoes know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out. Draped up, draped up. Draped up, dripped out. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out. Ho, know what I'm talking about. I'm draped up, dripped out. These hoes know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out. Draped up.
I can afford a couple of cars with custom paint, super wheels and wood grain, flashy diamonds and pinky rings. Just cause I don't mean I can't. You can catch me in an old school like a Firebird or IROC-Z. Sitting low with custom doors with the original miles from the factory. Half naked in my other seat is a red bone daiquiri. And you need to tell me your name again cause I don't know what exactly. Half of y'all don't work hard enough and the other half ain't clocking in. People say that money talk on my bank account got spent. Your dividends be whispering and they ain't really got nothing to say. I spend a bit on your favorite chick to head butt my dick in this shitty crate. Refund, I ain't have to pay. I play with hoes, Steve and Jay. My money talk like a skyscraper. I don't count no more, I just calculate 10.
Draped up, dripped out. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out. Hoes know what I'm talking about. I'm draped up, dripped out. These hoes know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out, draped up, draped up, draped up, dripped out. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out. Hoes know what I'm talking about. I'm draped up, dripped out. Hoes know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out, draped up, draped up.
Okay, I'm riding around in my city, top down, beat up. I'm cuffing on the bitch titty. Now she talking about she wanna fuck. Bitch wetter than my candy paint. Blowing kush, sipping drink. All about my money, so I'm laughing all the way to the bank. Gone off that ring wall, corner pocket, eight ball. Nigga think we running out, but I got enough for all y'all. Couple lean, she had remiss. If you use a spike, you need to add a twist. Add a whip, add a grip, add a pimp,
add a bitch.
I'ma add a zero behind a zero, behind a zero, behind a zero. Me, you, and your best friend. That's what I call Menage Trio. Don't be tripping, just go with these flows. Super freak. Baby, we know I'ma bust her down. Cause she got the Dizzo. Easy come, just like his ego.
Draped up, dripped out. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out. Hoes know what I'm talking about. I'm draped up, dripped out. These hoes know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out. Draped up, draped up, draped up, dripped out. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out. Hoes know what I'm talking. I'm draped up, dripped out. These hoes know what I'm talking about. We draped up, dripped out, draped up, draped up.
Blazing the steel.
Bring the heat.
Mixing non-stop.
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 With the hottest DJ.
All right, town man, we definitely doing it big right here on B93. I tell you, I got to get used to this. BB Enterprise Radio Network, y'all. I told y'all, this shit new to me, y'all. We getting it together, y'all.
You got to remember that.
Say, I know. It's kind of hard, though. You know, I'm tripping like, wait a minute. All right, town man, we got to go. Man, I'm crunk as hell. I'm high as hell. Guess what I'm high for?
What?
Say I'm high. Say news, man. I'm high as hell.
You high?
Did you say you were high?
Will you report that? Your boy's not. I'm high. Guess what I'm high for, though, y'all? I'm
like
high off pep. Now, look y'all. Take
what
it out.
Smoking out.
Say, I am high off of Pepsi.
What?
Wait. How can you be high off of Pepsi? I didn't try that. I'm going to try it one day.
Don't tell my mom.
I don't
want to
get
it. Say, I ain't going to tell nobody.
Okay.
Oh, man. All right, y'all, man. It's going down. You tuned in to the hottest show across the country, man. We got people from all across the country, man. Big shout out to 407 tuning in to us, 505. We see you loud and clear, 310. We see you loud and clear, 409. We see you, 832. We see you, 531. We see you, 882. Yeah, we see y'all, man. I'm crazy.
Hey,
John, gonna come with us. Hey, say, John, y'all better be trying to can y'all picture my boy John fucking ass doing the electric slide?
I can see him doing some Michael Jackson.
Say John, I can picture you doing the electric slide while you're doing the news. John doing the news, y'all. John Williams doing the news while he doing the electric slide. Today it's going to be partly cloudy with a 30% electric slide chance of rain. All right, y'all, man. Y'all know what time it is. It is 25 after the hour. You definitely tune in to Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. We are your number one 24-hour music station right here, man. Make sure whatever y'all do, make sure y'all check out all the stuff that's on the site, y'all, man. If y'all have not had a chance to check out the site, oh, my goodness, man. The site is nice. Say, LG,
it's
tell them how the site looks. Tell them before we go to dinner.
The site is hot. I've never seen a bad site like this. Like, if you see everything, what they working with, who they working with,
Say, my boy told me they not even through yet. My boy told me they not even through with the site. In the site, I mean, BB Enterprise, I'll do everything, man. The purpose of this company right here, man, is a one-stop shop. Anything that you look for a one-stop shop. Promotion, online street team, marketing, event, video production. They even offer video production. So any independent artist out there trying to get a video done, man, y'all got to check it out. And while y'all looking up, while y'all listening to us on the radio, y'all can be checking out the video. Did you see Nicki Minaj?
Let me get the website. Okay, get a pen and a piece of paper. I'm telling you now, go to www.bmeenterprise.com. Be Me Enterprise is spelled BMEENTERPRISES.org/. Y'all need to check it out. Y'all don't know what y'all mean.
Yeah, man. I'm looking at this right now, man. We specialize in marketing, promotion, online street team, video production, photo shoot, event coordinating, special DJ service. They even offer a fucking DJ service, special DJ service, party equipment, rental, full stand-up breakdown. Damn! Rev Kingpinum is offering the big thing. We're gonna get into it. Hopefully he'll be calling in before the show is out, man. We'll be talking to him because we definitely want to know a little bit about this company, man. What all their plans and as far as this company. And big shout out to my boy Rev Kingpin for putting us down, letting our radio show be on this site right here, man. We definitely ain't gonna let you down. And my boy said that this is just the beginning of it. He said he's not even through with the site. So all the independent artists out there, y'all looking for something for one stop shop, I'm telling you, man. And I'm telling you, he didn't pay me to say this either. But y'all thought somebody probably saying, oh, he about to pay him to say that. Nah, ain't nobody paid him to say that.
You know, people say that.
How much they paid him to stay out of it? They paid me enough. Now, how about that?
Thank you.
Thank
All right,
you.
Y'all, man. Yeah, y'all know what time it is. It is 28 after the album, man. We got a very special guest coming through in a little bit. But we're going to go live to my boy right now because John Williams is our news man. He keeps abreast on what's happening in the world of news. What you got for us right now, man? John Williams, what the hell you got for us now? What's going on in the news?
You know, you got for
It's popping like this for you. I don't know what's going on in Houston, Harris County, but up here in Dallas County, this is a new update brought to you by BME Enterprise Radio and John Williams reporting. The Dallas Morning News Job Week weighs in on stocks. The reluctance of U.S. employers to add jobs show that the economy is still struggling 3 years after the recession officially ended. An average of just 75,000 jobs were created every month in the April-June quarter, far below the 226,000 created every month in the first 3 months of the year. So take that way in on you. Also reporting here in Dallas County, police response must be faster. Questions about a 9/11 response initiated after a woman's death on Wednesday. Donna Cook didn't care if the squad car rolled with a code 3 with sirens barreling and light flash. She just wanted the police to respond before it was too late. Records show that she called for help at 10:55. Officers weren't dispatched until 11:29, more than half an hour later. She would have had better luck ordering a pizza than calling 911. Changing the policy to tell officers to flip a switch on the dashboard doesn't fix the underlying problem. Who calls 911 an hour before they need help? This has been a news update by BBN 5 Radio. John Wick. Gonna be in a late night game. Keep it locked.
All right. Gonna be.
I have to begin on.
John, I got some hot stuff.
And this is something that we definitely got to think about still, because you know you had here in Dallas County a couple of months ago, there was a fire and 9/11. It was called, and you know, several different calls. I mean, way more than that, and they let the house burn down. And then this woman, and then you got the James Harper situation, which is infringed on us more and more and more. And then you also got a lot of other things that's going on. And I'm going to definitely talk about this West Nile virus and how serious this pandemic is getting. So I definitely want you to keep it locked and listen in to what's going on and what's happening with Hurricane Ike. I think Hurricane Ike, and this is not a joke, but I think Hurricane Ike is looking for Katrina because this came the same way. So, Isaac. So, because it definitely came the same way in 7 years to the date of this anniversary. And also, DeSoto got some places that's open for shelter, and Denton County as well got some places open for shelter for those victims. So it's going to be a massive population of people coming into Dallas County, into Denton County, and I don't know any other shelters that are going to be open for those flood victims. And we definitely want to give a shout out to them. We definitely want to give a prayer and send up some timber, as the old folks say, for those that are caught in this storm, tropical storm, hurricane. So we definitely want to be mindful of. So yeah, that's what's going on in the world of news thus far. When we get back, we're definitely going to be talking about some other stuff that's going to scare you and really make you think.
Wow, man.
In a minute.
Say, man, I got to ask you this, man. Is that kind of strange, though? This is no joke. Is that kind of strange that today is what, 7 years ago today, we had
exactly.
the hurricane?
And
then
all
of a sudden, we have the... Yeah, and we have like a repeat of this 7 years later. Wow, is that not a sign of something? Ooh, I don't know what else to say. What you think about that?
If you don't get the signs of the time, if you don't understand what's going on, if you can't discern what's going on, a couple of months ago, a kid get in the water and the water shocked him to death. But then all of a sudden, another kid in a whole different state do the same thing and it shock him to death. Then another kid somewhere else, he get in the water and it shock him to death. If you don't understand the signs of the time and what's going on and how things are changing, then you're definitely going to be behind. if you got to look at 7 years to the date, the same thing going on. And then what's so sad about it, the same night that this happened, you know, yesterday when it came in, you had a disturbance in, and I didn't get the whole thing, but there was some type of disturbance called to the police. They came out, and now you have two victims. The right at the same night, so they're killing people now. There was also reports that there was some minor looting. So you know, this is what happened in 05. So the same thing is happening in 2012. The levee,
that's crazy,
was supposed to be 8 foot and hold water, but they opened it to let the flood come in because it wasn't there going to hold because the surge is 12 foot, and so what you got still 4 foot of water coming in. So, you know, and then it's beating up on the city. So, you know, look for a lot of things that's going to be happening that you're just going to hear about, but I don't think the news is going to report a lot of stuff that's really going on, the dead beat stuff that's really going on, especially in law enforcement and
right.
With emergency, you know, emergency situations. You know, a lot of that's not going to be talked about. So that's going to be the sad reality of it. And there's going to be a lot of stories that's not going to be displayed when they should be told, because there's gonna be a lot
right.
of other stuff happening besides this water. Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. I tell you what, man, John, we definitely gonna be checking back in with you, man. You definitely tune in to the All New Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. Y'all can tune in to us every night, holding it down like this. Beginning Friday night, we'll be coming back on Friday night. Now tomorrow we got a special 12 o'clock special program. We got that's gonna be live with us. The main girls will be live with us tomorrow afternoon at 12 noon. At 12 noon Central Standard Time. Y'all get ready, man. Plus people gonna be calling in for them. Now if y'all haven't heard of them, the main girl was on BET Wild Out Wednesday. And I mean, when I say that they hot in a video, oh my good, main girl video is off the tank. They just redid it. They plans is to put it on MTV, VH1, BET. So we're gonna have them live on the show tomorrow at 12 o'clock. So y'all make sure y'all check us out 12 o'clock tomorrow, doing it real big. All right, y'all, man. It is time for us to get ready to go to another song. We'll come back. We got our very special guest. We got our boy Ty. Is it Tyco? How you say it?
Tyco.
I'm bad with fucking names.
Tyco.
What is it?
Tyco.
Okay. Hopefully Ty don't get on my case. I know he's gonna cuss me out when he gets. Tyco. Don't cuss me out too hard. All right, y'all. It's your boy, world famous DJ Johnny B. We're doing it big. It's going down, baby. Number one station, number one late night show. We holding it down right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, y'all. We're gonna take a quick station break. And, gentlemen, we definitely be checking in with you less than 30 minutes right here on Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. We'll be right back, y'all. Going down.
Playing the music you love. Classical, jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, funk, rock, pop, country, electro, dance, trance, house, R&B, hip-hop, reggae, rap. Great music that makes you want to turn up the volume loud.
Welcome to the Triple D, baby. What you're about to witness right now is a brand new generation. We got myself, Mr. Kundalini, Baby C on the track. You dig? And of course, none other than
when you leave me in the club, better give me room. So much money on the floor, they need a vacuum. You can see me post a soul to look around the damn room. Right guys in the building, check your attitude. And I'm down to ride for mine, that's my attitude. I wanna make you move, but you gotta check my shoes. I tell you how it is, and that's what I'm supposed to do. I gotta get this paper, baby, I don't pick and choose. I tell you how I live, and that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, there you go. It's Tico, you know. You should know the biz, repping that down.
That's why I got a co-host.
You Yeah, bro, it's like psycho. It's T-I-C-O and Mystico. You know, Hispanic. That's why, you know, it's harder. Sometimes, you know.
Oh, okay. Say to mention this, man. Did you get that? When you first was thinking about a rap name, why that name? I got to ask you about that.
Oh, you, man.
Because I know the name means something.
It's been a childhood name since I was little. See, it all started with my little brother. He couldn't never say my real name, so he was like, Pico. And it stuck.
Okay.
Ever since I was little, so it just stuck, and then it's just been that name ever since, and nothing has changed. It's just the same name, you know. Same game.
You know. Okay, already, man. That's what's up, man. Right. So real quick, man, let the fans out there and the new fans that ain't never, that don't know too much about you, man, let them know just a little bit about you, man, real quick, man.
Okay, man. I'm a real late guy. You know, I mean, I do what I gotta do, take care of business. You know, we over here hustling, get it every day, man, change, you know. And then people that know me, man, they know, man, when I move like a family. We move like a unit. So if you down with my clique, whatever you want to call it, we ride style for life, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the piece Kundalini says, you know? He was the man for me, man. He's out there, you know, trying to get it with me, you know? So his presence on that record, man, means a lot to me, you know?
Right. All right, man. That's what's up, man. So real quick, man, how long have you been a rapper, man?
To be honest with you, I've been around the game by, I would say, 5 or 6 years now. You know,
okay.
And you know, it's about consistency, you know, and progress.
Right.
And, you know, constantly putting my work in the studio, in the street, and being just consistent, you know, and never giving up.
I gotta ask
one question. Do you have a video coming out? Cause we gotta learn a dance.
We definitely working on that right now. You know, that's been in the talks for about, I would say, good about 6 months now. Only thing is just finding the right people, you know, because you definitely want to put a song like that with just anything, you know. You got to give something that gives that good imagination to the public to be like, wow, that was amazing. You don't want to put out that record and that video and you'd be like, oh my God, that was the worst video I've seen in my life. What is going on with you guys? But you definitely it's time and effort to spend, you know, so yeah, definitely.
I gotta ask you this too, man.
Let's get it.
What? I'm gonna get your name before the show ends. Say, man, I gotta ask you this, man. What make you stand out compared to any other rapper out there? What's different about you as a rapper compared to any other rapper out there, man? Let's talk about that.
I'm honest with myself. You know, I talk about things that people could relate to, and on top of that, I don't try to be like the next person. I just be myself and stick to my lane. And basically say, you know what, I can't be Jay-Z, I can't be big name artists, I gotta just do me, you know. And that's the difference with me and a lot of other artists that are so focused, okay, man, I gotta be like the next guy, instead of saying, you know what, look in the mirror, you're going to be yourself.
Right.
You know, so.
Now, as far as your music go, man, do you produce all of your music, man, or do you have a ghostwriter that does it for you?
No, I write all my music.
Okay.
It's all me at the end of the day, you know. Well, production, you could say, you know, like producers, like Baby C was the one that produced the track, you know. But other than that, when it comes to the lyrics, you know, I'm in there, you know, I'm writing. And I want to be like everybody else. I'm like Jay-Z, you know, I don't even write my music. I just go in there and not in there. I'll be honest with you, you know, I get that paper and that pencil and I'm erasing, adding words. I'm just, you know, creating music. That's what I do.
That's what's up, man. I'm letting my co-host ask more questions. I'm just getting too damn old. Go ahead, girl.
Let me ask my boy. Like,
hey, you know what? You can tell me you're doing this. Go ahead.
Right on, Tika. Okay, I got another question. Can you let everybody know, how can we find you? Where can we pick up your album?
Right now,
the single is on iTunes. It's almost like any website you could actually buy the single. So we got material like mixtape. You know, if you go to that piss and look me under Pico, you get the mixtape. time. And, you know, not trying to give the fans too much things, but just give them enough so they can be like, man, I can't wait for his next project. You can find me on Twitter at This Is Thico. My Facebook is facebook.com/Thico, R-T-D-R-E-C, dot. Don't forget the dot in there. My website is r2drec.com. And don't forget to check me out on the 31st of August. We're going to do it big. We're going to do the tribute for a man upstairs, you know. We're doing that at Gonzaga 813 over there by the State Fair, 813 at Oakton Avenue. And Dallas, you can check me out there. It's going to be the 31st this Friday. We're going to do a real big one. And a real big
one. Already.
I got to ask him this
because I know a lot of people out there going to be asking questions about this and why didn't answer this. I got to ask this man, how did you and Coon hook up?
Well, we picked up the open mics. It started back, I would say, about 8 years ago. We met each other at Tomcat over here in Deep Ellum. And then we met each other. And then, you know, he was a real honest person. Just, he was honest. That's what he was. Yeah, you know, he was straightforward.
Right.
You know, he didn't waste no time. He just said, you know what, this is what you're doing right, and this is what you're doing wrong. We can
work around. Yep.
Yeah, we could keep it moving, and that's the thing about him.
Trust me, man, I know what you say. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's been plenty of time. He called my show. He got on my case too. So, rest in peace to my boy Coon. We love you, man. You're right. One thing about it, he gonna keep it real with you. He gonna keep it real with everybody.
What's crazy about it, you know, you don't meet people like him every day. And that's the crazy thing about it, because when you meet somebody like that, it's like, you know, yeah, it's going to hurt you because he's saying his truth, but that truth is going to make you successful.
Yeah, it's going to make you think, too.
Yeah, it's definitely going to make you think. And go back to the drawing board and be like, hey, we got to redo that again. We got to make it right, you know. Like, you don't meet people like him. And when I met him, it was just honest.
Man, I'm going to tell you, this is how funny this thing is, man. This is how crazy this thing is, man. I had, right before he died, I had just talked to him maybe, about 3-4 weeks before he passed away. And the first thing he did, because he always called me whenever he wanted me to promote some stuff. And the first thing he did, he called me up. I was doing a Blog Talk radio show. And he said, you know what, Donnie B, man, I need to do me a favor. I said, what's that, man? And he said, we got this big name coming up with 89.3 FM, and I need you to be part of it. I need you to help me get the word out. I said, oh, man, for you, man, all you got to do is call into the show, man, and do your thing. So anytime that he brought music to me, I knew that shit was going to be hot. Any music that he bring to me, I knew it was going to be hot. Because one thing about Coon, he wasn't going to go for no bull crap. I mean, he wasn't going to bring you're a DJ, he was not going to bring in no bull crap. So when he brought me, when he emailed me the music saying, Dummy, you got to play this song, crank it, I knew that the song had to be hot. Then when I heard it, I'm like, whoa. So, you know, like most DJs, they'll wait for a couple of days. I said, fuck that shit. I'm going to bring it now. I said, man, I'm going to bring it now. That's how hot it was, man. I didn't waste no time. Man, because I already knew when this dude brought something to you, man, I knew it was going to be hot. And that's the type of person Coon was. Coon was the type, man, he going to keep it real. And one thing about it, man, whenever he do them flights, you better believe he had a house packed full of people. A lot of people
think
it's his event. Because I've been to a couple of his events, and I can tell you, when he did it, Coon did it big, for real. So we definitely going to miss him. And for everybody out there that's tuning into us, man, we definitely gonna miss. I don't think it's gonna ever be a person like Coon. Coon was more than just a promoter, man. He was a friend. He was a brother. He was everything when it came down to it, man. Coon, we love you, man. We sure gonna miss you, man. When I found out that he had passed away, man, I couldn't even go to sleep. I'm telling you, man. That's how infected he was with me as far as a DJ, man. So. Again, man, we definitely gonna miss him, man. But you know, with you being an artist like you are, man, you keep his name out there, man. That's what it's all about. All the independent artists that dealt with Coon, y'all keep his name out there. Every time you do a shout out or something, you call the radio station, make sure you shout out to Coon, and that's how we can keep this man's name alive. That's how we can keep his name alive out there, y'all. For real, we cannot let his soul not be rest in peace. We gotta make sure that he be rest in peace and make sure we carry his name on, because that's what he wants for all the independent artists out there. Man, and before we let you go, Coon, what advice would you give to the up-and-coming artist or somebody out there that's thinking about becoming an artist, man?
I would say, you know, be patient. You know, I mean, if you got a passion for doing this, just be patient and it will come. And always, you know, count on your blessings, you know what I mean? And stay. A lot of people are screaming about being humble and loyal. But the main thing in this game, it's not going to happen overnight. So just be patient and stick with it, you know? It's going to be a long ride, but, you know, you enjoy that ride. That's all you can do. I mean, you're going to lose some people. You're going to meet some cool, you know, you're going to meet some nice people. You're going to meet a lot of new faces, old faces, but then they just be patient and just have confidence. Mm-hmm. And after that, you know, the sky's the limit, you know?
Already, man. I tell you what, man, we definitely appreciate you for coming on the show, man, talking to us tonight, man. But before we let you go, man, go ahead on and do your shout-outs, man. This is what we let you do your damn shout-out real quick, whoever you want to thank or something, you know, just do your damn thing. Go ahead.
First, give a shout out to y'all, you know, it's beingmeenterprise.org. Y'all need to be there. That's where we at, you know. And, I mean, shout out to the whole DFW that's doing it from underground to mainstream. Because, you know, it's a support movement, and that's how we got to stick with it. And shout out to my mentor. I know he's up in heaven watching your boy Deco, you know, and my Rise to Die family and Mortar. Metro Music, the Union, he's still repping it. The legacy will always live on. As long as I'm alive, my team is strong, we always gonna be repping it. It's much love and respect, and never gonna stop.
Alright, man, that's what's up, man. You know you're welcome to call into the show anytime you want to, man. We definitely want to thank you for taking out your busy schedule to talk to us right here, man, on BB Enterprise Radio Network, man. Keep up the good work and keep doing what you're doing, man. When you get another hot banging song, make sure you send it to us first, man.
Oh, definitely. We'll do that.
All right, y'all, man. Coming up next, man, we're going to be kicking with my boy Lamont, man, representing Los Angeles, California, man. We're going to be talking live with him, man. Coming up next, y'all, get ready. He got a new artist he's about to introduce, and he's going to do it live on the radio right here on Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. And again, man, we definitely want to thank you, man, for calling into the program, man.
Man, appreciate the love, for real.
Already, man.
All right, y'all.
We'll be right back, y'all. It's going down right here on Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. Y'all know how we get that. It's going down. Lamont, you coming up next? Right here. We'll be right back.
Playing the music you love. Classical, jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, funk, rock, pop, country, electro, dance, trance, house, R&B, hip-hop, reggae, rap. Great music that makes you want to turn up the volume loud.
Look at them pillows over there. They think they fresh.
They think they crunk.
They think they hard.
They think they gangsta.
But they ain't hard or gangsta like the WGBA and the GBA.
Oh, GBA?
Yeah, GBA. You ain't heard of them yet?
Hell no, I ain't heard of them broke down gangsta.
What, girl? You crazy. They ain't broke down gangsta?
That's what I heard.
That's OG Mr. Teflon, the real gangsta done.
I'm fresh. You're fresh. I'm the best you ever seen. From the gloves to the skin. Oh, you can't see me. I'm fresh. I'm fresh. From my head to my feet. With the popping at the mouth. I chop some heads like DC. I'm fresh. I'm the best you ever seen. From the gloves to the feet. Oh, you can't see me. I'm fresh. I'm fresh. From my head to my feet. Get the popping at the mouth. I chop some heads like DC.
I just stepped in the club. I'm out extra. Lean to the side from that burp in my cup. I'm fresh, you fresh player. I'm so clean. All the ladies round me say I smell like a pile of weed. I guess that's why I got the crowd round me. I just bust a bar and I'm chilling with my kids. Yeah, play, I'm fresh. Please don't touch me. I'm a ball of disrespect. I chuck your hands like DC. But ass around, boy, everybody know me. I'm a killer on these beats and a gangster on these streets. That's why the DDA, yeah, they mind with me. From the phone to the D, from the A to the DP, from 12 ENT to the Taylor Main G. I'm the BMC to that DMG. I'm a beast on the streets like my bro G2. Run up on us, go in your crew.
I'm fresh, I'm fresh. I'm the best you ever seen. From the club to the street, you can't see me. I'm fresh, I'm fresh. From my head to my feet, what's the popping at the mouth? I suck them hands like DC. I'm fresh, I'm fresh. I'm the best you ever seen. From the club to the street, you can't see me. I'm fresh, I'm fresh. From my head to my feet, what's the popping at the mouth? I suck them hands like DC.
Pull up at the club and I let my chain hang. Posted at the bar cause it's a DBA thing. I got my wings on cause I'm flying the mud. You step on my J's player, your ass will get hooked. I ain't the type of player, throw them bowls in the club. She see me with a white cup, I'm getting messed up. Blue team, big T's, I'm the best you ever seen. Every time you see me, my eyes red off the green. I'm not outcast, but I'm so fresh and I'm so clean. My mug might be mean cause I'm sipping on that lean. I'm about to go meet a bill because I'm feeling kind of bored. Congregate some yellow bone and she think I'm being hard. It might be the freak in me or them damn ex-hoes. I might be getting my game busted from my ex-hoes. You know how that go. Cause I'm a player. Watch me still take her home. Definitely no player.
I'm fresh, I'm fresh. I'm the best you ever seen. From the club to the street, you can't see me. I'm fresh, I'm fresh. From my head to my feet, what's the popping at the mouth? I suck them hands like DC. I'm fresh, I'm fresh. I'm the best you ever seen. From the club to the street, you can't see me. I'm fresh, I'm fresh. From my head to my feet, what's the popping at the mouth? I suck them hands like DC.
Test some funky time, best you aiming at your chest. So don't forget your best. I had them hollow points hit you wherever you're at. We steady counting tags, we steady counting your checks. Bring your money up front if you want some flex. You can come down south to the heart of the text. Beat you up real quick and then holler who next. Yeah, I know y'all didn't think the funky time was next, but we come to take the rap game and a little respect. Step up to the microphone, I bet you click it wreck. Play boy, this is the text.
Playing the music you love. Classical, jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, funk, rock, pop, country, electro, dance, trance, house, R&B, hip-hop, reggae, rap. Great music that makes you want to turn up the volume loud.
Yeah, that's right, child, man. We are definitely playing the music that you love. Am I right about that, LG?
Yes.
Man, we got a hot show coming up, y'all. All right, child, man. This is big, y'all. We about to introduce my boy. He needs no introductions. We got my boy Live with us. We got my boy, the real Rick Ross nephew. It's live with us right now, right here on Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. Welcome to the show, man. What's going down, man?
Hey.
Donnie B, what's up, dog? I ain't heard from you in a minute.
Man.
What's good? Holla at you.
I know, man. Say, been busy, man. It's crazy right about now, man. We got so many people listening to the show. What's been going on with you, man?
You know, man, out here grinding, man. You know, hustling hard every day. You know what I'm saying? Getting this good music together, dropping these mixtapes and shit, you know. Working on a few projects. Working on a few big projects, man. I got something big. You know what I'm saying? I wanna give to you tonight, man. I wanna put you up on some of this good game. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man. Anything that's coming from y'all here, you know I gotta blow it up, man. You know,
yeah,
I
man, I got my artist on the line with me too from Atlanta. Got this hot single, man, called Fireworks. And we killing the game with this one right here.
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying?
I tell you what, man, make sure you send that.
We already sent it. All you gotta do is dig it up. It's in the archive.
Okay.
We need that.
Oh, okay.
Go on
the
email and pull it out before we leave. Let us get it. Let the world get a bar of it. Go pull it out your email right now. It's in there.
All right, then, man, I'm going to do that. We ain't never
you know
done that, man.
You know how I do,
hey,
Johnny B. You know when I come with the heat, man.
I already know. when you come up with it, man. Yeah, you just
yeah,
go. So what else been going on?
Man, you know, out here working with Warren G right now. He working on my cousin K.O. album. You know what I'm saying? Got another mixtape dropping called American Gangster, hosted by my uncle, the real Rick Ross, Freeway Ricky Ross. You know, dropped the mixtape in July. I sent you over the link to that. Dropped the mixtape in July. Only support the real. You know what I'm saying? We did like 10,000 copies
right
off the trunk nationwide in like less than 30 days. Shit, we working on a documentary right now, The Crack in the System. You know what I'm saying? My uncle putting together, coming out in February, talking about the Iran-Contra scandal and his involvement in the in that drug trade. Mm-hmm. And then it was going on in the '80s. You know, then we got the
wow
movie coming out next year sometime. So be out here grinding, you know, still messing with these boxers, messing with these artists.
Right. So real quick, man, let's talk about the movie that's coming out next year, man. What's gonna be all involved in this movie, man?
The documentary is about the Iran Contra scandal, with Oliver North, my uncle Rick, Ronald Reagan. It's called A Crack in the System.
What?
Talking about how the drugs was a strategic plan for the CIA to come over here with Bush Senior. You know that it wasn't a war on drugs. It was a war on blacks right here in the United States. And you know they came over and they brought tons and tons of cocaine to my uncle in Los Angeles. And they basically you know took the proceeds. The CIA let the drugs come in, gave it to a guy named Blandone, who eventually set my uncle up with the feds and got him a life sentence. He ended up beating it, but the guy. The government was basically taking the money, the proceeds from the drug trades, and they was buying weapons and fighting for the cocaine fields over in Nicaragua.
Wow. So this is going to be, man.
Gotta check that bit.
Oh, yeah,
so it's crazy,
be,
you know.
Wow.
It's real crazy. And then the guy who, you know, they came up with that the war on drugs, and they basically tricked our people. You know what I'm saying? The blacks over here in America, they tricked our people and voted on this law, these crack laws, that 100-to-1 crack law. And they told the people over here thought that, you know, the government was going to go actually fight the war on drugs over where the cocaine fields was. But they used the proceeds and they built federal prisons. In 1980, there was 20,000 inmates housed in federal prison. Here it is, 2012. It's over 225,000 inmates housed in federal prison. And
wow. And half of them is what? Eye color.
And they have over
black.
And they have over 240,000 indictments out that they can't even arrest people because they don't have people nowhere to house them. So it was all a plan. So, you know, my uncle go expose it. The guy who actually wrote the crack law, they gave him 72 hours to write it.
Damn. So
we got him on tape. We got him on tape apologizing to the people.
Damn. So make sure you bring him on the show to talk about that. That's real serious.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Man.
Yeah. You know, we got Dr. Dre behind it right now. He working with us. You know what I'm saying? Me, Dre, and Warren. Me, Dre, and Warren go do the soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? I'm with Warren every day, you know, in the studio working on my cousin KO album. But you know, the man right now is my man on the line, LB. You know, he the man. He from out of Atlanta. He got one of the hottest singles, you know what I'm saying, in the land right now. And we trying to break this album, man. So we bring it to you first, Donnie B. You know what I'm saying? Dig up in that email, man.
Hey, man, I'm looking
LB
for it right now while we talk. hey, what's going
on,
man?
If y'all have any more auditions coming up, let them know that me and Donnie B, some LB and Donnie B want to audition.
Wait a minute, how you gonna volunteer me to do something? You didn't ask me, you just came up and just started volunteering me. Say, you know what? How about I volunteer her to sing? She can sing. She ain't even saying she can sing.
Just sing.
How about I volunteer you to do that? Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead, man. We do this every day. We do this live. We act a damn fool on the radio every night, man. Hey, what's going on, LB, man? Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, it's an honor to be on the show.
Hey, man, it's an honor to have you being part of the show, man. So kind of tell us a little bit about your music, man. How long you been doing your damn thing, man?
You know, I've been doing it for a minute. You know, I got songs with Lord, you know, singing Lord, songs with The Dream, Young Bro from PSC. I got two songs in Germany right now that's doing good. You know, linked up with Mike, you know, and Free Ray Ricky Ross, the real Rick Ross, you know, they behind my project I got coming out soon called Welcome to Cascade. And they 100% behind me with the new single Fireworks. You know, it was produced by a Grammy producer, you know, engineer in Atlanta. And, you know, it's just been working ever since.
Is this like your first major project that you're working on, man, or have you been doing this for a long time?
It's not like my first major project, because I've been on live mixtape. I've been on 107.9, you know, V103 with songs, and one on Battleground. But like it's like one of my best projects I didn't put together, because I didn't reach out to a lot of, you know, producers and a lot of engineers, you know, a lot of people who got a lot of wisdom in this game. So it's like, yeah, one of my best projects I didn't put together.
That's hot, man, for real. Man, I know one thing, man. You know, what motivation to keep doing what you're doing, man? I know it's got to be some major artist or somebody out there that motivates you to keep doing what you're doing as far as your music.
Yeah, to be honest with you, you know, I motivate myself, but seeing a lot of artists, you know, everybody got a different, you know, aspect of life. But me, you know, I've been doing it. I had a passion for it. And where I'm from, like, the west side of Atlanta, you know, the city of Atlanta, Fulton County. So it's like everybody in competition. And, you know, it's just me. I just have to stand out for some reason, for a good thing, not a bad thing. But, you know, just to stand out to show people, you know, it is really, you know, talented people out here, you know, it's positive people, too. You know, my music ain't just about the streets, you know, it's versatile. So like I said, I got songs in Germany, you know, street songs,
okay.
R&B songs. So, you know, there's a lot going on.
Wow, man, that's what's up. LD, I know you got some questions for me. Let you go ahead and ask.
I got something to say, because I know about me being a co-host, and also I'm an underground artist myself. Like,
okay.
What do you think I should work on first? Should I work on an album or a mixtape? Because I know a lot of people telling me that I need to work on an album, but I know it's a lot behind the album, because I got to know how to push myself out. I mean, if you have to pick a choice, which one would you say about me? Should I work on an album or should I work on a mixtape?
To be honest with you, just from my opinion, being in the industry for a minute, just in ins and out, I wouldn't even do an album or a mixtape. You know, I build up my fan base, and then, you know, I attack the streets with a hot single, maybe, you know, an EP, two or three songs, and get some demo pressed up and hit all these open mics and all these, you know, clubs or whatever, and just pass out your product. Once you get that feel from the outskirts, you know, the people who's trying to do the same thing you're doing, and get your name, you know, revolving around, then you go to a mixtape. I think the album should be like something, you know, more take time, you know, because I haven't even done the album. I got an album ready, but I want to save my album to when it's time. You know, keep promoting yourself and branding yourself, doing, you know, shows and singles and stuff like that, just to keep your name relevant. That's what I think.
I got to ask you this, man. How important is it to keep your name out there? Let's talk about that real quick.
To me, your name is everything. You know, it's just like your impression. If I ever meet you in person, your first impression is everything to me, because I don't judge people. That's just how I look at people. So your name is everything. Even if you wasn't in the music industry, you want your name to be able to walk, you know, have a face card. By like, from where I'm from Atlanta, we call it have a good face card. So like, you got to make sure your name is good, holding up to itself, you know, you want to put a good product behind it, and just stand for something, not for nothing, really.
Right, yeah, that's true, man. You're right about that. Man, that's what's up. But don't forget that for a minute. Right here, man, on the Me Enterprise Radio Network, man. We're talking to my boy right now, LB, doing it real big. Now, I got your song, man, so keep on talking to us, man. I got your song, man.
Hey, Donnie B. Hey, we killing the game with this one, man. We about to shoot the video real soon down here in downtown LA at Club 1616. You know what I'm saying? It's owned by the Gentleman's Club out here, Spearmint Rhino. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I get this date for this video, you need to come on down, man, and bring some of these fireworks to the table and come fuck with your boy.
Oh, man. You know what? I may have to take the word on that one, man. I think it'll be a little vacation for me.
And when you hear this single, you go, you know what I'm saying? Let's go second that.
Exactly.
Oh,
and that's on everything.
How many radio stations you guys got playing this song too?
Right now, Donnie B, I'll be honest with you, I got 17 internet radio stations right now jumping this thing, and we shopping it right now. You 18, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, we shopping it right now through Power 106 in LA, you know what I'm saying? Big boy, like, he interested in it, so, you know, Warren behind the movement. So, everybody going crazy over this song.
But I tell you what, man, we definitely finna blow it up right here in Texas, man. We finna put it on fire in Texas, man.
You already know, Johnny B. You know what kind of love I got for Texas, man. You know everything big in Texas. So when you wanna do it big, you gotta come to Texas. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. No doubt, man. And people down here do support each other, man. And we down, man. We represent that Houston, Texas, too, man. So big shout out to H-Town in the building.
You know, I got that love out there. You know, they love me. They call me the mayor in Killeen. You know what I'm saying? That's my city.
Oh, man. I tell you what, man, don't go nowhere, man. I'm still working on the song, man. We're going to go to a quick music break, man. And hopefully, man, by that time we come back. And what we're going to do, man, we're going to let you introduce the song. How about that, man?
Oh, yeah, that's an honor.
All right, then. Y'all hold on. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go. It's time for us to get ready for our sports news. And when we come back from sports news with our boy, Brandon, he got the sports news. Then after that, we're going to come back. And we're going to be ready to play this
y'all
game.
Thought.
Going down right here on Be Me Enterprise Radio Network, y'all. Going down. We'll be right back.
This is a sports update right now. Our top story for today right here, a Duke player, Art Heyman, died at the age of 71. He was the men's basketball player, NCAA basketball player, from Duke. Duke announced Art Heyman is the captain of the Blue Devils. First Final Four team has died. The school said Tuesday, family members say Heyman died Monday night in Florida, but the cause of death was not available. He was 71. Coach Mike Hernandez says Heyman was one of the elite players to ever wear a Blue Devils uniform. Heyman leads Duke to a 69-49 14 records from 1960 to 1963. Averaged 25 points and nearly 11 rebounds. He was the most outstanding player of the 1963 Final Four. He tied for 12th on Duke's career scoring list, 1,984 points, and is one of the three Blue Devils to average a double double for three straight seasons. Hammond did play for the New York Knicks in 1963 and played 8 seasons in the NBA and ABA. And more news right here. The Ottawa extended Tyler's full contract, what, $42 million for 7-year contract for the Ottawa Senators. And other news for more, let's go back a little bit more of the game of last night's games of baseball. The Red Sox beat the Royals 5-1. The Cardinals beat the Pirates 4-3. The Orioles beat the White Sox 4-3. The Brewers beat the Cubs 15-4. The Athletics beat the Indians 3-0. The Rockies beat it.
Playing the music you love. Classical, jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, funk, rock, pop, country, electro, dance, trance, house, R&B, hip-hop, reggae, rap. Great music that makes you want to turn up the volume loud.
Yeah, that's right, y'all, man. We definitely playing the music that you love. Me and your girl LG right here on Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. Couldn't take it no more. All right, y'all, man. We've all been live before, man. We got my boy. But yeah, okay. All right, we live with my boy right now, man. I got this song ready, queued up, man, that we had to go to a quick station break. I just couldn't take it no more, but we back on the radio. What's going on, man? Oh, man. They remind me to be getting some people off the radio tomorrow, y'all. All right. Hey, man, y'all got to understand. Your boy's going to be trying to give people an opportunity and a chance to see what they can do. That's one thing I'm really good at doing is trying to give people an opportunity, man. But when you suck, you suck. That's all. I'm gonna keep it at that because somebody may be listening to us. All right, man. You got this hot joint, man. And this is the first time I'm gonna be hearing it for myself, man. But let's talk about this song real quick, man.
Yeah, I'm here.
LB?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Let's go ahead and talk about the song real quick, man. You know, kind of introduce the song and tell us a little bit about the song that we're about to play.
Man, I recorded that song in Atlanta at Puff Daddy Studios called The Artist Factory. I ain't want to get no shout outs, but, you know, I want to, you know, thank the people who helped me out over there at The Artist Factory. You know, Young Juve and Mark, they Grammy Award winners, so. You know, I came up with the, go ahead.
I was just saying already, man, that's what's up.
I came up with the inspiration of it. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, we that's what we say in Texas, man. Already?
Okay, I'll let you jot that down, man.
Yeah, that's
like I said, though, you know, I'm gonna jot that down and take it to Atlanta, see how they adapt to it.
Okay, okay. Right. Let me know how that turned out, too. Fireworks, man. Man, I mean, you know what, man? On the serious side, the song, the name of the song sound hot, man. So I can't wait to play it. I tell you what, man, go ahead on and introduce the song. We're going to come back. We're going to chop it up with you for a few more minutes, man, before we let you go. But we definitely want to listen to the song, man. So go ahead.
Hey, yeah, you know this LB, you know, homie, Zone 4 Street Team. Want to introduce my new single, Fireworks. You know, everybody who's doing the big in the club, you know, everybody bring them bottles to the table with the sparklers on them. So, you know, I'm on here with Danny B live. Y'all check in right now, man. Fireworks to the table. Go ahead and drop that for me.
Yeah, Sound LB, man. Checking in on the support the real mid-tape. Look, my new single, Fireworks. Turn up, that's the Blu-ray real guy. Got the
bitch green on them bottles. Get a pour out on them models. Got them all set on that face. She'll follow bad bitch, you gon' follow. Bring the fireworks to the table.
Across the country, man, if you get to the right radio station.
Hey, you know, when they make it there, I'm still going to come back on the show and make sure I get on your show. And we still going to do it big. You'll be there in the video supporting me, you know, because it's all support. It's all love everywhere. Then I got the homie, you know, Mike on the team. You know, he got it in the right hand right now. So, you know, we just playing our cards the way it's going right now.
If he got it, you know it's gonna blow up then.
Yeah, man. You know, Donnie B, you know I'm down here working with Warren G, man, and he got the hottest song. He got on the radio right now. You know?
Wow. Man.
My boy Warren got that Jeezy and Neo joint, you know, that's produced by Warren. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
okay.
He working with the camp. So, you know, Warren behind
man.
It. So we looking real good right now. You know, the team looking strong.
Man. That's what's up, man.
I
can't wait till the radio stations down here start playing it, man. When they play it, I'm going to be like, man, y'all
the
playing it now, but we the first one to play it.
You know,
already.
You know, we bring it to Texas. I got to bring it to Donnie B first, man. If I'm going to come to Texas, I'm coming straight to Donnie B, man. I'm going to let him break it.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's up.
It's in the archive, Donnie B. All you got to do is put it in rotation. You know, they go catch wind of it, man. They go jump on board.
Man.
They go be calling for it.
Man, I tell you what, man. We got so many people listening to us from that Houston, Texas, man, because we definitely represent that H-Town. Big shout out to everybody over there at that B-Me Enterprise. They doing it real big, man. I mean, especially with the Houston market, man. They doing it real big out there, man. And so everybody out there in the Houston market, man, they listening to the show right now, man, for real. So
man,
I know.
Shout out to Houston, Texas, man. Shout out to Houston, Texas, man. You know what I'm saying? To my boy J-Dog down there, Slim Thug. You know what I'm saying? Paul Wall. You know what I'm saying? Them my partners, ESG. You know what I'm saying? Them is all my player partners. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can catch me on Twitter at Lilmont3, LILMONT3. And you'll see me hollering at Paul Wall, Slim Thug, J-Dog, Rico, you know what I'm saying? Them is all my boys. We'll be down there for All-Star Weekend this year. You know, me and my Uncle Rick, we're going to do a couple of seminars for the kids, you know, get back to the community, let them know what's going on. You know, it's going to be real big. And, you know, we're going to have LB down there with us. So we're going to get back to the community, man. And then we got a couple of little clubs we're going to perform at, you know what I'm saying, down there. So we're bringing fireworks to the All-Star Weekend.
Man, that's what's up, man. And make sure y'all come out and check us out.
Hey, go ahead, LB. Take over, LB. I'm going to ask another line.
Okay.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, like, you know, man,
so
I want to get
Hey, LB, before we let you get there, man, we definitely want to thank you for coming on the program, man. And I know you got some quick shout-outs, man. Who you want to do a shout-out to, man?
Hey, you know, first of all, you know, I just want to thank God because, you know, everything is possible through him, you know.
Oh,
yeah. And really, you know, I want to shout out from everybody from my side of town, you know, Zone 4 Street Team, Team O'Shea, you know. I want to give a shout out to, you know, Texas, everybody out there, everybody who's with the movement, Freeway, Ricky Ross, the real Rick Ross, you know, Lil Munt, FMG, you know, we just moving as a unity. That's all I want to do, you know. I don't want to take up too much time.
And I got to ask you this, LB, man. What major record labels can you see yourself with?
Right now, I like being indie, but I can really see myself with, like, you know, more Atlantic Universal.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something like Maybach or something. Everybody else is saying Maybach.
You know, I can't go with Maybach. I can't go with Maybach, you know.
I think we know why.
Yeah. I support the real,
you
man.
Know why.
Exactly, you know. I got the real Rick Ross behind me, man. So, you know, I got much respect for him. He's a legend.
Say what they say, man. Say what they say. We don't need to phone it.
We'll need to fake already.
We'll need to fake
all
the
fake. Much love, though.
I have to say that, man.
Hey, I'm back.
Say, that's the first thing we ask the independent artists, man. What major record labels that they can see themselves being with, man. That's the first one they ever said, Maybach. Okay. Already, dude. That's what's up, man. I tell you what, man, on the serious side, good luck in everything that you're doing with your project, man. I hope you, I wish you all the good luck with it, man, success in everything that you're okay. doing. And whenever you make it big, whenever you get famous, man, don't forget about the Dunny V.
Please don't.
Nah, I can't forget about y'all. Y'all know y'all do it big for everybody, man, but I appreciate you even being on the show, man.
Say, man, especially when you get ready to go on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show or, you know, Steve Harvey Show. Make sure you come on the Dunny V Radio Show.
Already, look.
Matter of fact, man, hey, you go ahead and say a shout out to me when you get all the Ricky Smiley on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Already,
hey, Donnie B.
Just don't get mad. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, tell everybody, man, make sure y'all go follow my uncle, man, on Twitter at Freeway Ricky, man. Freeway Ricky on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Check out the our website, man, freewayenterprise.com. You know what I'm saying? Go read y'all history on who the real Rick Ross is, not the rapper. You know what I'm saying? We don't, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no Maybach about us. You know what I'm saying? We street dudes for real.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, at free, you can check him out at freewayricky.com. You know, and just learn about the real, man. You know, we going to keep it real in these streets. Donnie B, I need to get you back over there on Cali Radio, man. You know?
Man, I'm ready. See, I'm ready, man. I'm trying to get out. I'm trying to be all over the place, man. We serious about this thing.
yeah. You know, because we got our own internet radio station as well, so we support all the independent radio stations, all the independent artists. So if y'all want to catch me, man, y'all can catch me at Cali Radio Show. Yeah, y'all can catch me at CaliRadioShow.com. You know what I'm saying? Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. You can catch me on my own personal show, Freeway Fridays, every Friday from 11 o'clock until I feel like turning the airwaves off. You know, I go in, I support all the independent artists nationwide. You know what I'm saying? I need some of them Texas boys to come over there, man, and come slide me some of that music, man. Come get interviewed, man, and let's push it, man. You know, from the freeway to Houston, Texas. You know how I get it, man. You know, it don't stop.
Already, man. That's what's up, man.
I'll slide it to you.
Oh, yeah. You can say, I'm serious. I mean, y'all got to see LG, man. LG can sing, man, for real. If y'all
tell
for,
LG
if y'all
to come on,
for,
man. LG,
female
what's up?
Vocalist, she can sing, man, for real. She got a voice.
Sound like she can sing. I can hear it in her voice.
Man, she
so
needs to get on there.
LG can play some. Maybe he can play some for y'all. Get ready to go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Man,
go ahead and send us something over here. You know, I'll put it in rotation.
Say this song is called Are You Ready, y'all, man. Matter of fact, I'm trying to go nowhere, man. Y'all check it out, man. Tell us what you think about this, man. This girl can sing for real. Y'all check it out, man.
I'm in my zone, so I'm ready now. I think she's ready. ready now. She says it's going down. I'm the one that makes her smile. Well, darling, baby, it's about to go down. So.
You the sexy thing. You my world. And I'ma tell every boring girl that you my man. And you with me. And now I wanna see, is you ready?
Got it back, so man, we gonna definitely put it in rotation on that station too.
Yeah, I appreciate everything. I respect the grind, but you know, I got it. We gonna get it in with the artist, man. She's nice with it.
Yeah, I got some tracks over here that I've been looking for a singer to go ahead and bless, and you know, man.
Bless him with it, man. Are you ready?
Yeah. Man, but I appreciate y'all having us on, Donnie B. LB.
Oh, yeah, man.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Anytime, man. You know, Donnie B. got my direct line, so he can call me direct whenever, man. Let's network. Let's put it together, man. You know, shout out to Houston, Texas. Shout out to the whole Texas, man. You know, y'all doing it real big out there. You know, we out here holding it down. My boy LB out there in Atlanta, he holding down the freeway camp, you know what I'm saying, on the southeast. So, you know, we looking real good,
and
man, right
what,
now.
Man,
the team looks real strong.
Your boy Donnie B gonna start holding it down for the freeway camp in Texas. How about that, man?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what we need, man. That's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Donnie B, FMC. Yeah, you already know. You know how we do.
It's real.
All right, man. We're going to have a blessed night, man. And we're going to holler at you, Donnie B. Get at me, man. Y'all tune in tomorrow at CaliRadioShow.com, 11 to 2. We on air live.
You know,
West and DJ Cali Slim.
In the building.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's going down. That's our boy right there, man, doing it real big. Right here, man, the hottest show. What you think about that? Bam.
Man, this show is hot.
None stop. I tell you what, we're going to be taking everybody's phone calls, man. We got so many people calling in to the program tonight. We're going to go to some more joints, man. We're going to come back. We're going to go live to the phone lines because we got a lot of people calling in to the program, man. So y'all get ready. Get ready.
Get ready.
All right, y'all. We'll be right back. It's going down. Be Me Enterprise Radio Network, man. That's how we get down. We'll be right back.
Yeah. 100 if you're real, dog. It's for my squad, my hood, my street, my city, my real niggas all across the world. Fuck with me, yeah. Salute, 100 dog. Salute, 100 dog. My young niggas to the OG. Never said a word to the police. 100 if you're real, dog. I said 100 if you're real, dog. I'm 100, go ahead, let's speak on it. Church nigga, I preach on it. Authentic like me, shown it. Same nigga I start with. Off the gutter, ain't garbage. Same niggas about cars with. Shrimp steak and they marvelous. And why you playing ball, trying to D up? I'm with Tiger Woods, playing golf, trying to D up. Find me at the crib with my feet up. While niggas on the block, off the corner, screaming, we up. But everybody ain't making it. It's paper out there. If you don't want it, I take it. Yeah, if you don't want it, I take it. Paper in the hood, you don't want it, I take it. For my squad, my hood, my street, my city, my real niggas all across the world. Fuck with me, yeah. Salute, 100 dog. Salute, 100 dog. My young nigga to the OG, never said a word to the police. 100 if you're real, dog. I said 100 if you're real, dog.
I've been there and I done that and I still pop my guns. My Louis blue and my rag blue and I'm always 100. My top down and my locs on. Any block that I post on. Go and get my West Coast on. Louis belt with my toast on. Came to put my folks on. Guess what? Plug them. Every time I hit the city, they screaming out, we love them. I'm a real nigga who love real niggas. Not an eight bone in my body. In every state that I touch down, real niggas, they got me. It's all in my talk, it's all in my walk. It's in me, not on me, it's something that can't be taught. I'm a real nigga that do real shit. Killed niggas I done killed with. You talk about it, then be about it. Half of y'all ain't built for this.
It's for my squad, my hood, my street, my city. My real niggas all across the world. Fuck with me, yeah. Salute, salute, 100 dog. Salute, salute,
100 dogs.
Yeah.
My young nigga.
Young
to
nigga.
The OG.
OG.
Never said a word to the police.
Never.
100 if you're real,
dog. 100, 100.
I said 100 if you're real,
dog. Start saluting, the director's here. Start the movie. I yell action, these young niggas will start to shoot it. I had a dream that I'd be rich, calling Martin Luther. Cause being broke was immature, word to Marcus Houston. For the top dog who once was the underdog. Sun shining, but he came from being underfall. 100 dogs, they can't stomach dogs. 100 bottles last night, now here come the blog. One nation under God, now here come the feds. Waiting choppers lay them down, they should come with beds. If you ain't with a real nigga, then who are you with? Keep riding with a fake nigga, see how far you get.
For my squad,
yeah.
My hood,
yeah.
My street,
yeah.
My city,
yeah.
My real,
yeah.
Niggas all across the world. Fuck with me, yeah. Salute, salute. 100 dogs, salute, salute, 100 dogs. My young nigga to the OG, never said a word to the police. 100 if you're real, dog. I said 100 if you're real, dog.
Shout out to B-Tex, Millionaires and Flips, Southern Crime Family, Who's the Mike, LB Concrete Boys, Wayne C, Mr. Latex, T.A.B.
Beat me up, shout it, beat me up, shout it, beat me up, shout it, beat me up, shout it.
bring the heat.
Mix it non-stop.
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 With the hottest DJ.
All right, y'all, man, we are definitely mixing it in right here on the all new what? BB Enterprise Radio, number one station across the country, man. And before, we got less than 5 minutes for those who tune in to us on the internet. But for those who continue to, you can continue to listen to the podcast, man, right here after we go off the air. If you listen to us by phone, you can continue. Oh, man, yeah. But you know what? That's the beautiful thing about it is if you miss us live for 2 hours, guess what?
I don't know.
When the show, after 12 o'clock, you can go back and listen to the whole 3 hour show. Because we're going to be on for, we're going to actually be on for 3 hours every night. So we're actually on from 10 at night to 1 o'clock in the morning. And then it goes into a, the last hour of the show goes into a podcast. Okay, we kind of want to let everybody know that, that's probably saying, oh man, they're getting ready to go out the air. Now, we're getting ready to go out the air on the internet. But, you know, in another hour or two, you'll be able to listen to the whole show, 3 hour show. You don't have to worry about nobody missing with you because, you guess what? You'll be listening to us. All right, man, we definitely got to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's listening to us right here on Beat Me Enterprise Radio Network. I had a lot of fun tonight live on the radio. And, again, before we go to our news, man, I definitely want to say you need to tell them, and I want you to say it in 3 words, why is it so important that they go to Beat Me Enterprise .org. Talk about that.
Because, number one, Blog Talk, we all on there. You know what I'm saying? Well, is it, can we say Blog Talk? Or, does it feel like
go ahead. What the hell? I don't care. Go ahead and say it.
But like I
Blog
said,
Talk.
Me, your girl LG, which is me, and your boy Donnie, Blog Talk, Be Me Enterprise. We on there, you know what I'm saying? Got the hottest show tonight. When I talk tonight, for all of y'all that missed the show, y'all crazy. I got to say it. Can I say it again? Crazy.
Man, I'm looking. Say, I'm looking on. I'm on a website. For those who listen to us right now live on the radio, I'm on a website right now. And I am checking out, oh my goodness, the hottest. Oh my goodness. I'm not bragging about it. But all these females look so sexy on here. Oh, they got to be the Be Me Enterprise model. They must be the model for this website. Because they look so, oh my goodness, they look so
hot.
See,
you talk about the women. They got the men's on there.
I ain't looking at no damn men. I'm looking at the damn women.
Well, I'm going to look at the men.
You look at the damn men. I'm looking at the sexy women on here.
Well, you know,
these women looking so sexy on here. Oh my goodness. They got to be. On the serious side, they got to be the Be Me Enterprise models. I'm going to ask my boy about that. Big shout out to my boy, Rev Kingpin, doing it real big. But this is on the serious side. This is a nice website, man, for real.
Yes.
Y'all need to check it out, and y'all need to support again, man. They got the promotion, the number one promotion online street team marketing. They doing it real big. They got the Be Me and Vote movement. Oh, they trying to get people to get out and vote.
They
make concerts. That's right. They do parties. They got the. Wait a minute. What the hell, girl? They got the Be Me TV. They got the TV network.
Oh,
man, I'm looking at it right now.
They got everything in the book. They got the Be Me Beauty.
Got the products, T-shirts. Man, they got music. They got artist promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much on the serious side, everybody. This is a one stop. Oh, man, me too. Say me too. And check it out. I'm calling this the one-stop shop. This everything you want, they got. It's just a one-stop shop for the independent artists out there. And not only for the independent artists, man, but for everybody out there that's looking to get into, as far as the music go, the scenery go, this is definitely the place to be. Y'all make sure, even for those who listen to us on Blog Talk, y'all need to come on over to it. Don't make it sound like I'm selling ads and stuff. I'm not selling nothing. Coming up in a few minutes, man, we're going to be hearing from my boy. He's going to be calling in and giving us the, we're going to be talking to him in a few minutes after the break, and he's going to give us the news and stuff in a few minutes. But, you know, for those who tune in to us on the internet, we're getting ready to go off the air, but we definitely want to thank y'all. Now, if you want to continue to listen to us, call in right now at 347-989-1725. You can listen to the rest of the show In the meantime, again, we want y'all to continue to support the big movement that's going on with this website, man, because this website is going to blow up. It's going to be big, and you don't want to. You definitely don't want to miss it. You definitely want to be part of Be Me Enterprise, man. And trust me, I know why they got how they got that name. They got that name because they let you know I can be me and still have enterprise joy. Did I say that right?
I like how the way you said that.
Hey, I'm just doing something. I'm crunk as hell. I'm the one never did call in. I thought he was gonna call in, but maybe he just wanna listen to us tonight. All right, y'all, man. It's about time for us to bring in our main man, John. John, what you got coming up in a few minutes, man? We're going to some hot joints, and then we're gonna come back to you, man. What you gonna be talking about when we come back? John Williams, where did he go? I'm definitely gonna be talking.
Y'all got a clump tonight. I'm definitely gonna be talking about Moscow and opposition's.
You drinking too much damn water. How much water did you drink? I told you he drinking too much damn water.
So we're gonna shoot over to Moscow though. We're gonna talk about Russia, and you know, we think that we got riches over here, man. This is definitely something I think everybody want to hear. Has all this power, authority, and money in his possession. That's definitely a big luxury outfit.
Wow.
And so Solomon in the Bible, I tell you what, Solomon was arrayed and adored arrayed. This man is definitely giving that a run for his money. But that's what's coming up next in the news on BE Rise Radio. That's what's up.
Say that again, man. How you say it?
BE Enterprise Radio.
Did you say D as a dog or did you say B as in boy?
B as in boy.
Okay. Okay, what else?
Me as in me.
Okay. That's what I want to make sure. Wanted to make sure we were standing right.
John, Dunbeat don't got it all tonight.
Hey, he corrected me. John, he corrected me sometime.
Hey, look.
Dunbeat, yeah, you say it like this.
It's brought to you by BB Enterprise.
Already. My favorite word is already. And I'm already getting a lot of people from other places saying already.
Already.
Take that down to the ATL already. Alright, y'all. We'll be right back. It's going down. You tune in to the all new Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. We'll be right back. John Williams next.
She shaking that song, 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 she throw that pep, she throw that pep, she throw that pep, she throw that pep, she throw that pep. Hey. This your boy Dice. This is the script.
All the ladies be real. You know what I'm saying? Who be shaking that thing, getting that cash.
Hey, y'all, this is Script Club Ever for 2000 legs and forever. USC. She shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip, she loose on the goose, I'm sipping up Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long, shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip, she loose on the goose, I'm sipping up Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long, shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip, she loose on the goose, I'm sipping up Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long, shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip, she loose on the goose, I'm sipping up Patron, I'm ballin' like Jordan and all that long, ass on stage, racks on rage. Like a magazine, her ass on page, cash on flow, ass on flow. She working them cheeks, I'ma pass on gold. I'm drooling like an old man, looking for some old man. Love big cheeks, big racks, I'm near for my whole man. Drop my homies off, cause night, my girls, I got more play. She shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, so I'm sipping up a troll.
a bowl like Jordan and all that long. Shake it like soap, do it like pepper. Do a couple stacks on stage to the hip. She loose on the goose, so I'm tipping up Patron. Got a bowl like Jordan and all that long. Shake it like soap, do it like pepper. Do a couple stacks on stage to the hip. She loose on the goose, so I'm tipping up Patron. Got a bowl like Jordan and all that long. Shake it like soap, do it like pepper. Do a couple stacks on stage to the hip. She loose on the goose, so I'm tipping up Patron. Got a bowl like Jordan and all that long. Left cheek, right cheek, slow it down the mic seat. Been touch your toes, my face, you won't spread it. You in for a long night, girl, you won't forget it. Just more than point when you want me to hit it. You say I can have it just long as I hit it. I'm the best you ever had, it's in your face, so admit it. In your face, hey. She been, she spread, she working cheek by cheek. I'm in the club, I love them freak by freak. From Diamond to Pinky, I'm blowing stacks on Roxy. Simone to Alexis, I'm melting nice like Foxy. I put them on the pole with the ice stone foes. A nigga they love with a big back roll with the cruiser in my sweet while I'm popping on sweet. If touching was a crime, get time for a free. She licking on her nipples while she playing with her cheeks. Looking back at me while she playing on seat. Biting her lips, told me to keep my cash, cause it's on me. Ass on deck, stacks on deck. Shut up with the fat lips, cash on deck. I'm looking for the right peak, stimulating night. He's flowing to the fullest. Yeah, girl, I might be staying in her dick, cause she get a perfect tense. Been riding on the dick, pull it out and put it in. Hey. She shaking it, she shaking like salt. Throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, so I'm sipping up Patron. I'm balling like Jordan and all that long. Shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, so I'm sipping up Patron. I'm balling like Jordan and all that long. Shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, so I'm sipping up Patron. I'm balling like Jordan and all that long. Shaking like salt, throw it like pepper, throw a couple sacks on stage in the hip. She loose on the goose, so I'm sipping up Patron. I'm balling like Jordan and all that long. Hey, this is for my ladies on that X Squad, know what I'm saying? All those fine X Squad models, this is for y'all. Lisa Ray, Pinky, Diamond, Ice LaFox, Roxy Reynolds, for all y'all ladies. My girl T Dimes, my girl Caramel, all the X Squad models, this is for y'all. Let's get this bread, let's get this money. We're gonna have fun while we get it, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Dice, putting it down for the 2011. This is the Strip Club Anthem. Not only that, it's the Models Anthem too, baby. Dice. USC. X Squad.
Blaze in the steel.
Bring the heat.
Mix it non-stop.
Non-stop.
With the hottest DJ.
Man, you know what? I love that. Don't you? You like that?
Yeah, I love it.
Already, y'all. It is definitely going down here. For those who tune in to us right here on the podcast, we are no longer on the internet, but you can still tune in to us either by phone or by podcast. And a lot of people do tune in to us on podcasts. We get a lot of listeners, especially on Blog Talk Radio. So a few shout out to everybody listening on the Blog Talk Radio, and also tune in to us right here on BeMeEnterprise.org. Y'all make sure y'all check them out. If you never had a chance to go check out the site, y'all make sure y'all go check out the site again. LG, what they got on there before we go out to our newsman.
Man, they got everything. They got videos. They do, like, a lot of stuff. Oh, and they also got us on there, so y'all definitely want to miss it because, like, we are live tonight, like, radio station.
I'm excited about tomorrow's show. Tomorrow night, we would not be on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, so don't be looking for us at 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
we do one show a day. We'll be on tomorrow. That's right. We'll be on tomorrow at 12 noon Central Standard Time.
My bad.
Special guest live with us tomorrow afternoon will be the main girl BET, Well Out Wednesday. They'll be live with us this coming up tomorrow, and they'll be talking about their new single that they got called Ready. So y'all make sure y'all check them ladies out, man. They got a video out. They blowing up, and we definitely got to get their video played on this site right here too, man, because they definitely blowing up. Big shout out to the main girls. They'll be live with us right here tomorrow at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Y'all make sure y'all check them out. It's going to be crazy. I'm excited. Y'all make sure y'all call in and support the girls. Support, call in and talk to them, y'all. We're going to have open line tomorrow. Tomorrow is on Thursday.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. You can't be scared of being on my damn show, because if you're trying to be on my show, you can. I would embarrass you quick.
I'm telling you. Not going to be people on blast.
Wait, have I ever put you on blast? Come on, be funny.
Yes.
Oh man. Okay, you know what? We're gonna talk about that later on. We ain't gonna talk about it right now. We got less than an hour, so we're gonna talk about it. All right, John, man, what's going down, John? We're going live to our boy John. John is live with us right now. What's up, man? What's up, man?
What's up? Y'all got it fun tonight. I tell you what, boy, if it wasn't for having it, I probably, you know, this right here, this show right here keeps me up, keeps me on my toes, make me drink a lot of water.
Oh man, that's so cool. Okay, John. Okay, what you want? You being too damn nice. What you want?
I'm wait to see what's gonna happen with that on blast stuff later on in the show. Again.
Thank you.
I'm trying to creep in a black go on, but I'm gonna cut my lights off. I ain't gonna even hit my break to the hotel. Come on, almost out of here.
Oh man, I needed to laugh tonight. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, do your damn thing. I'm just gonna be quiet and listen.
This is a Feed Me Enterprise Radio News update brought to you by Dunny D and the Gang, Late Night Gang, John Williams, Fox News reporting. Moscow, a Russian opposition leader, claims that President Vladimir Putin is spending billions of taxpayers' rebels on 20 luxury residences, 43 jets, and 4 yachts. All heads of the states use government property as funds for presentation purposes. But Boris Nosler says that Putin's lifestyle is far more lavish than that of his Western counterpart. In the report released Tuesday, Novosti, a former deputy prime minister, esteemed that the maintenance of Putin's residence, estimated that the maintenance of Putin's residence, jets, and cars alone cost $2.5 billion a year. Novosti says that Putin has been mistaking government property for his own for years. The report is based largely on news reports and includes numerous photographs, including a Putin collection of exquisite wristwatches worth a total of about $700,000. Putin's press service was not immediately available to comment. So if you think that riches, that, man, this is something else. When you got your president wearing over a $500,000 watch, and you know what goes on there, man, that is a sad scenario to be in a situation like that and to be in a government official to help the people. And when you see that money is like this taken for luxurious living, you can't live in all them houses at one time. You can't drive all those cars at one time. You need all that many jets, you know. So this is where money is going. This is where funds are going. And we see the same thing right over here in America. So it's going on across the waters as well as it's going on over here in America. The only difference here is they'll send their money across the sea. They keep theirs where they at. They'll let their money circulate so many times in their in their neighborhoods or in their country before they shuttle their money out. We import and export, but more or less we take a lot of imported goods, and our money is always going out. So we really have nothing here, especially
wow.
So that's what's going on, and it's been a news update brought to you by DME Enterprise Radio, John Lee.
All right, man. Say, man, you know what? In the next half hour, man, coming up at 30 after the hour, man, we definitely got to touch on the importance of us as African Americans for them to get out and vote. How important is it for us as black people to get out and vote, man? And also, I want to ask you tonight, man, because I know you got a chance to see the Republican convention tonight, man. What are your thoughts on that, man? When you've seen you know, seeing what you've seen tonight, man, I want to go over that with you tonight.
Well, you know, and if we can just get into it just a little bit, the VP candidate Paul Ryan, is basically giving his speech concerning concerning what he feels Obama is not doing. And they have this governor, Governor Rick Scott of Florida, that's blocking the party for voting, for swing state voting. And he's stopping early voting 12 days and cutting it to 8. And particularly weak to turn away minority voters, because most of them are going to be at church. So they're cutting 12, they're cutting 4 of the days. And this is coming out of Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, because these are swing states. And it all stems, and see, when you go back to the voters' ID law, it all stems on that. Now, what they're trying to do is cut the voting, because they're saying that Mitt Romney is going to definitely need a great margin of white voters. So they're really trying to suppress the black votes by using this voters' ID stuff, by infringing on rights like that in Ohio,
wow,
and Virginia, and also Florida. But there's a mayor in this county in Florida that's holding out and not wanting to do this voters' ID registration for the citizens in that county. Nevertheless, because these are toss-up states, this governor, Rick Scott, is trying to hand Florida over. Not only do they have Pennsylvania in their pockets, but they also have Ohio that's definitely in their pocket and don't want certain people to vote. You definitely got to get out. You definitely got to get out of your corners. You know, I know, and I really appreciate what their brother was saying tonight about really exposing and bringing to the light a lot of the stuff that's hid, you know, and I hope they go on with that project, you know, because it's time to take the blinders off my eyes.
The stuff that he said tonight, I wouldn't expect him to say that. Was you, LG?
Mm-mm.
Right. Whoa, we kind of got hit tonight. Was a heavy stuff tonight. Like, whoa.
You know, it's time. The time for the conduction. Listen, this vice president is talking about women's freedom, reproductive rights. They're trying to stop. They're trying to stop that. You know, with the pill and a whole lot of other stuff that they're trying to write into the law, the voters' ID law, the GOP deficit. Mm. They want to stop this health care reform. And you know,
I heard them talking about that.
Yeah, and on last night, Ann Romney, you know, she brought her speech. Now Chris Christie as well. And she really tried to appeal to the audience and to the, you know, voters that are out there to vote, you know, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan. And they're really slamming President Obama on a lot of the issues. Matter of fact, I have some stuff right here that I just got. Paul Ryan, VP, on Mitt Romney's plan to recover America's future. Listen at this, and this is something that he said. The contrast between President Obama's plan, which has put us down the road of debt, doubt, and decline, versus Mitt Romney's vision as and solution for a better future to get us back to prosperity. I don't know who was prosperous. I ain't never was prosperous. Couldn't be clearer, said Ryan. And what we want to do is highlight those contrasts as the Republican officials announced that the abbreviated convention would be going forward as planned after a one-day delay, said Ryan. Safety remains the priority, and we'll have to call how we see it. I think he was talking about as far as the Isaac coming in to Florida. And he went on to defend his tax policies, preparing for what likely be an onslaught of Democratic attacks when the arrival party holds its convention next week. And this is something that's shocking right now. New polls showed a tightening race in 11 key battleground states, and these are some of the states that they're trying to really get on their side and really move to Republican. And what they're trying to do is stop a lot of the Democratic Party from getting votes. So this voter's ID registration law is definitely in effect. They're definitely talking about this health care reform, this GOP deficit. And also, Obama is polling at 43% from 52 in 11 battleground states. And some of that might not be accurate. You know, a lot of times these polls are not clearly accurate, but they're saying that by a great margin, he's going to definitely need more than the votes that Newt Gingrich got from white voters, more than the vote that Bush got from white voters. And we see a split within this inauguration this year. We're seeing a whole lot of different outcomes and a whole lot of surprises, and not a lot of talking about how we're gonna fix America, how we're gonna tighten up the loose ends. Nothing on that genre or nothing talking about that. You know, nobody's really trying to chin up. Everybody's really trying to shoot at each other and really moving aside what's the important issue in making a better, free America. And, you know, sadly to say, as minorities, we're definitely not thought of. These are not plans that have us in mind. They don't got the best interest in mind,
right,
for us.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, man, don't don't go nowhere, man. We're going to go to a quick station break, man. We're going to be right back, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk to you some more about that. We're talking about man John right here. John Wins, our news director for Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. He does all the anything that got to do with the news. My boy right here keeps us abreast on what's happening. One thing I do want to say to everybody out here that's listening to us right now on the radio, we got a lot of people listening to us by phone. Shout out to 832-232. Shout out to area code 817. Also, shout out to 481. Big shout out to 404. We got 7404 numbers out there listening to us. We definitely thank y'all for keeping us live. Also, a big shout out to everybody that's listening to us on podcast, man. We be having over 29 to 30,000 listeners on podcast. So I definitely gotta thank God. I mean, thanks to shout out to all the podcast listeners that don't have time to listen to us live, but listen to us by podcast. And now that you can listen to us on podcast, even on this site right here on Be Me Enterprise Radio Network, you can tune in to us anytime you want, 24 hours a day. And also, man, not only you can tune in to us on this right here, man, but we trying to make it easy for everybody to be able to listen to us, man, because we realize that everybody don't have the internet. So we even have a phone number. And LG, you want to give out that phone number? Do you have? Because I don't have it in front of me. But LG, let them know that this is not the only way they can listen to us. They can also listen to us by phone. 24 hours a day, anytime they want, they can pull us up by phone. And right now we have over 1,000 some of our listeners that's tuning in to us by phone. So, man, we got all kinds of... Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can dial 641-715-3900 and put in the code 492219-POUND.
Mhm. And you can listen to us. Matter of fact, this show will be on as soon as we go off the air, less than an hour. We'll be going off at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. We definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in to us. We're not going nowhere. We're going to a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk to John some more. We got this. Normally, the last hour we spend time talking to him about some important politics, man. Because one thing about this show, we want you guys to enjoy the show. We want y'all. We want to laugh. We want to have fun. But at the same time, we as African America need to be educated. We need to be informed on what's happening, because whether we realize it or not, it's happening worldwide. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in our country, man, that we don't know nothing about, man, that the news is not going to tell you nothing about. So guess what? We want to be able to inform you on this program. We're in the process of bringing some major people on the program from the political side, man. We're going to bring in the Republican convention, somebody from the Republicans, from the Democrats. We just want y'all to be informed and educated. So as we continue to do this show on Be Me Enterprise, we want Be Me Enterprise to not only represent entertainment, but business, the community. So that's what we all about, and hopefully Rep. Kingpin can call in and talk to us. And 832-232, if you want to talk to us at any time, press that 1, and we'll talk live with you. Also, big shout out to everybody else, 404. press that 1. We'll talk live to you. We're going to go to a quick station break. You tune in to Be Me Enterprise Radio Network, and we'll be right back with Mo on Be Me Enterprise Radio Network. I'm going to get that right, y'all.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Music. Are you ready?
We sing it.
You love it. That's how you make a hit. The middleman between me and my fans. It's radio.
I'm the music, and this is my station. So tune in.
Turn it off.
And let's make some hits.
Powered by Cracky.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to Miss Eve Knox. Coming up next right here. It's going down, baby, right here on the hottest station across the country. Y'all know how we do it right here on BME Enterprise Radio Network. Miss Eve, coming up next.
I want to see your smile. I want to see your smile. Get a sexy thing.
Joint right there. Are you ready?
Joint
LG, you did your damn thing on there. I'm feeling that joint. All right, we got Miss Eve live with us right now. What's up, Miss Eve? Welcome to the show, Miss Eve.
I'm ready to tell you. I was on Facebook and you came across, and I figured I cannot miss this.
Hey, you got you know I've been one of the hardest working promoters. I'm out there trying to promote the show and tell everybody call in and kick their shafts out. We live on BME Enterprise Radio, Blog Talk Radio, but you know we kind of went off the air on Blog Talk Radio. So I said, well, I had to come up with a way to try to get the people to still continue to call into the show.
Well, I know you work hard. Now that's one thing about it. You do work hard, and I've been trying to get in touch with you, so I figured this was better anyway.
Right.
So what are you going to ask me?
Well, I want to do your shout out. Look, remember what I'm going to ask. Miss E, we got our main man. We got the whole team on the show. We got our news director, John Williams, who does all the important news on the program. John, tell her what's up. Say what's up to Miss Eve.
Hey, what's up, Miss Eve? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful.
So
that's our news director, Miss Eve. He all the politics, the political side, he takes care of all of that, keep us abreast on what's happening in the world. What you think about that?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. And plus, I want to tell you about a wonderful movie group that's coming out, M. Legend Brown.
Okay.
Hiding in plain sight. Well, it's really hiding it, yeah, in plain sight. And it's going to be, they had to have a second showing. I had them on the show, and Irma P. Hall is on there, you know, mother of soul food and all that stuff. And almost all of the actors are promoters, actors and writers and things like that. And it's a wonderful show. It really is. People living in their cars, and you see them driving down the street in the daytime, and at night they all pull up and have, you know, a whole little neighborhood of cars, you know.
Wow.
Right here in America. So that in Brown, then, boy, I tell you, and one of the guys that has been with me for a long time is one of the actors, the main actor. So if you guys want to come out, it's going to be Saturday, September the 15th.
Okay.
And it starts at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and it's going to be at 231 West Jefferson Boulevard over in Dallas.
Oh, man. Okay.
So, yeah, and now the site, if you want to purchase tickets, and really the VIP was just $35 a piece. And Irma and the rest of the gang, the actors and people, if you're into that, that would be a good place for you to go. Red carpet, you know, you're dressed to impress. But if you want to go online, it's HIPS, and that's Hiding in Plain Sight. HIPS, Second Screening, .eventbrite.com.
Wow. Yeah, I mean that's some good information. Now, one more time, how can people that listen to the show get a copy to get the ticket?
Well, you can go to HIPSSECONDSCREENING.eventbrite. That's EVENTBRITE.com. Or if you're in, on Facebook, all you need to do is go to M. Legend Brown or Hiding in Plain Sight, and you can pick up all the links there.
Wow, that's good information to know. And that's one thing that we do want to do here on this program is to keep you abreast on what's happening in our community, from community to entertainment events, all kinds of stuff that's going on. That's what we definitely want to do. And Miss E, I thank you for giving us that good information.
Yeah, and also I want to do something for myself. You go to www.all-G-A2AT.com, and that stands for With God All Things Possible. Put a dash in between that W and G, and you'll go to our online newspaper.
Okay.
And if you get a chance to come on the show, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Family Unity Show. Going on 4 years,
great.
Over 300 shows to choose from.
And I do want everybody to know that if it wasn't for me, if it wasn't co-host and John, if it wasn't for Miss Eve, I wouldn't be on Blog Talk today.
Thank you.
Well, thank
I know
her,
that's
right.
Thank you.
Your
old great grandmother.
Your blessing. I wouldn't know nothing about Blog Talk Radio. We would not be here on this phone talking on the radio right now. And I kid you not.
Well,
if it wasn't for her.
That's well, awesome. you know what God says, you reap what you sow, and karma, and what you do. I figure like this, if you can handle it, then you do it, because you're definitely going to have to pay the price one way or the other. So.
Yeah, and I tell you what, yeah. Miss Eve, I'm so excited about Blog Talk, because I talked to the person that works for Blog Talk. They got some major stuff coming in 2013, and she said the stuff is so amazing that she can't believe it. Yes, that's going to be so big for Blog Talk hosts that she said it's going to be amazing. She said it's shocking.
I'm getting excited too now. See, I haven't talked to you, Donnie, in a long time, because you got a way of getting people excited. Yes.
Well, I tell you what, Miss E, we are now BeMeEnterprise.org is now carrying our radio show on their site. So we got, man, it's a one-stop shop, and let me tell you, they do everything from anything that got to do with promotion, marketing, for entertainment, for independent artists, for business, they do it all. So I'm very honored to have my radio station show on their site. So big shout out to Be Me Enterprise Radio. Tonight is the first night that we are on their site, and we got some big plans, Miss E.
Well, and look at me, I'm here on the first night too. I love
yes.
to be heard
tonight. Hey. Oh, Miss E, we have had an interesting night tonight. Big shout out to Miss E, we had the real Rick Ross Freeway nephew live on the show with us. And he gave, and John, tell him, Miss E, John, tell him what happened. Tell him how deep it was tonight.
You know, it was so deep that, you know, I couldn't believe that, you know, because most artists, you know, really don't get on political topics or topics that that really make you think what's going on in America and how long have this been happening and why the heck was the smoke screen over my eyes and I didn't see it and I thought I was free in America when I still got handcuffs and chains on my feet and on my legs and on my arms. So the conversation really got deep like that, and I think we can understand and has been spelled out that this ocean that we're in, we're really trapped in a net and we're really not as free as we thought we were. Rights are being infringed upon on a magnificent scale, especially when you had Ronald Reagan, who was, if you go back to when Ronald Reagan was the governor of California, see what happened there in 78, 77, you go back to see who he was and what they were doing, and then when they came up to this war on drugs in the early 80s, to pollute the black neighborhood and to really destroy black families from where we come from the early 60s, from the civil rights movement to the back of the bus, and now all the way up to the millennium, and how they have somehow surprisingly oppressed our community and our people and placed us in prison, and we haven't really got the scales off of our eyes to see that those are people just like we are, and they do the same things we do, and they hide behind law and the badge and federal agent and all these other attritions and deem it legit to throw us in prison for the smallest details. And so, you know, they brought that out today, and I thought that was real good for the young people to hear, and especially in a rap song, so you can bop to what's really going on and finally catch on that, hey, this is really happening. They showed today, I was on my Facebook account, and surprisingly, they showed a picture of Emmett Till when he was nice looking and in a nice suit, and then they showed him after he was beaten to death. And I tell you, man, that picture looked like just mud. It just looked like he was mud. It didn't even look real. And to hear that story and that mother, and she said the way that they just delivered her baby, it didn't even look like him. And when I saw that today on Facebook and I saw how he looked, what a shame. What an insane death. And those are the things that we turn our faces to front and close our ears to, because we don't want to hear it and we don't want to face the reality of it. But that's happening a lot right now.
Miss E, think about this. Go ahead, Miss E.
Well, now, you know they're supposed to keep a war going on because the taxes were started just to supply the war. So as long as you can have a war going on legally, you can constantly keep charging IRS-type taxes, which we ain't supposed to be paying anyway. And on top of that, when President Bush went to the hospital and got checked in for that week, that's when all of our rights was taken away. We don't have no rights over here in the United States.
So
we think we do, but, honey, all that shit's been wiped out. It's politics all a trick, wow, is what it's all about.
Yeah.
So no, it ain't for anyway when it was brought about, but now the average American, period, ain't got no rights. Ain't nobody got no rights over all this stuff. The only reason why they don't tell you out front is because they know it would cause civil war. And that's what they're saying about Obama. You elect him again, it's going to be civil war in the United States.
Wow.
Well, you know, I listen to these people talking and going on, honey, please, you better put your trust in a higher form. And realize what go around, come around, and don't let this stuff take you out with the stress and all this, you know.
Listen to this article from PBS, and this is another thing that we definitely have to start looking at, because it's not just only on minorities and blacks. Romney's GOP struggles with immigration issues as well. Mitt Romney spent the presidential primary campaign trying to convince conservatives of his right-wing credibility on immigration issues. And this is another thing that they brought Paul Ryan into to ease that tension, you know, so that they can sway. If you hear what is his name in New York, and he's really been shuffling his weight around, I can't think of his name right now. But he's definitely coming out and he endorsed the president. What is his name? I can't think of his name. I got his face in my, I got that little toupee in my mind. I can't think of his name.
I've been doing this tonight.
People and stuff. What's his name?
Well, you know what? I'm just going to be truthful with you. Since I know a lot and I'm a great-grandmama with 30 grandchildren, almost 13 great-grandchildren, all that kind of stuff, I don't listen to none of that crap that they talking about. Because it's all politics. So I'm not listening to none of that shit. And I don't care if it's the president or anybody else, because the main thing is you ain't all by yourself anyway in a bag of potato chips. It's a lot of more people got to vote with you, so you can put any of them in office. They can't do no more than the ones with the money, and they ain't in politics. Most of my foreigner friends say, oh, no, Eve, we don't get in politics. What we do is buy us a politician. That's all it is. Y'all, nobody with no sense want to get in politics because it ain't nothing but a trick. You buy you a trickster. And these people running around trying to kill people and fussing with each other and can't agree, can't love one another because of some darn politics. Ain't that some shit? Excuse me, I'm a preacher.
We keep it real on this radio. We keep it real on this radio. We've been real all night.
Oh, yeah, that's what I like. That's why they didn't like Jesus, because he kept it real. He was hanging around with everybody. First miracle was turning water to wine. The next party we going to have at the wedding feast going to be wine and massaging and going on. I can't stand these people. I'm ready.
Somebody.
Well, Donnell, I'm off. I've been working for your boy, Land. You know,
okay.
He's got some new cuts. He's got some new cuts coming out. They're so cold.
Send it to me so we can go ahead and start pushing it on the radio.
Oh, Donnie, don't start me to telling it like it is. Y'all both don't have me. I told him, I said, he's meeting all these people. I said, well, Donnie know him. I said, yeah. He said, yeah, but this fella's turning me on. So he's out there on a nice little gig, and I've been hired by him to take him to work and bring him home. So tomorrow I'm off. I don't know what to do with myself.
Hey, I know what you can do. You can send me that music.
What music? All the music you upload on your thing.
Yeah, Lynch music. You know we gotta have his music.
Okay, I got some good stuff. Oh, you talking about some Land? Okay,
yeah.
I thought you were talking about just music. Period. Cause of
that too. Hey, that too. I can get your music too.
Now, what is your email address, brother?
Okay, DJ D as in Doll, J as in Jackass. Donnie B Music at yahoo.com.
Donnie B Music.
At yahoo.com. I made it easy.
Yes, you did.
Okay, it's all about
me. I'm gonna send you a Veil Hollywood's new cuts that he's got, because Anniversary is a good one. All the DJs can play that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all have a good one, and it's been so nice meeting the crew.
Right.
Wait a minute. Hold on, let me say something.
Yeah, Donnie, I got your number. Can I call this number to get your personal?
Yeah, that's my personal number, too.
Okay. All right, y'all. Love y'all. Y'all be good.
Thank you, Miss Eve.
Hey, thank you.
That's Miss Eve right here on what? Be Me Enterprise Radio Network, y'all. We're going to go to some more music real quick. We got less than, 11 minutes now before we begin to get up out of here. Man, I can't
believe. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I know. It's going by too quick. All right, y'all. We'll be right back. We'll have more coming up with our main man, John Williams. Be Me Enterprise Radio.
This summer is blazing.
It's hot in the mug outside.
On the station with the hottest hits.
Take off. Yeah. King Drill. Hey, y'all know I had to do something for the hood. Texas. Mississippi.
We some neighborhood stars.
Tennessee.
Big money, nice cars. Everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars. Chilling with the baddest bras. Or in the club buying up the bar. We some neighborhood stars. Big money, nice cars. Everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars. Chilling with the baddest bras. Or in the club buying up the bar. I'm a neighborhood star. Rich out them gutters. It's that number one hustler. Attitude like Eazy-E. Mind stay like fuck you. All I do is get money and keep a bad bitch. Through diamonds in my watch for the times when I ain't have shit. Stunning them haters like a mad racist hustle or die. I'm grinding till I reach my casket. Keep big stacks, refuse to live average. I'm a fool with a flaw, cause as a youth I never had shit. Now let me show you how we do it in my city. 24s on the Chevy, ice cream paste and pretty. Ancient chain TV screen, still flipping with a yellow chick that look like she fresh off the Simpsons. You know the dress code, still rocking polo, keep a coupe for the boppers. In the hood we ride photos. Big bossin', you better check my logos. We street CEOs, get anything for the neighborhood stars. Big money, nice cars. Everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars. Chillin' with the baddest bras. Or in the club buying up the bar. We some neighborhood stars. Big money, nice cars. Everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars. Chillin' with the baddest bras. Or in the club buying up the bar. I'm a nigga.
We the falsified players that you see off in the club. We shut it down, nobody do it like we does. 20 deep in VIP, bad bitches showing us love. Popping bottles of champagne, the lifestyle of a thug. You know them haters don't like it when they see you on your grind. You look at me, all you see is dollar signs. That's why them boppers stay choosing. Them lanes stay confused, cause they don't understand the reason why them bitches so amused. King Trill, I know you see me. Swag so fresh, I make them haters wanna be me. I Sun Harbor make it look so easy, but I grind so hard for this money, please believe me. Respected everywhere I go, spit knowledge in the streets, reflected every time I flow. You know I do this for the hood, all my G's putting it down, getting money like the neighborhood stars. Big money, nice cars, everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars. Chillin' with the baddest bras, or in the club buying up the bar. We some neighborhood stars. Big money, nice cars. Everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood stars. Chillin' with the baddest bras, or in the club buying up the bar. I'm a neighborhood star. This for my real thugs. This for my real G's. My big money heavyweights riding on them triple D's. This for my slab riders pushing like some cab drivers. Getting money state to state, but still rep the triple D. G down from my head to my feet. Ask your bitch about me and what some haters wanna be. You say you love her, better keep her on the leash. Cause if she hop off in my slab, I'll turn her to a freak. That's how we do it in the South. I'm talking big boy ballin'. Springs still fallin', trunk still wangin', on the block still hangin'. Catch me chillin' with some OGs, yeah, they still bangin'. King Trill, you know I represent these streets from Texas to Mississippi. Yeah, we roll super deep. Why hate? should get like me. If setting is a habit, I'll turn you to a neighborhood star. Big money, nice cars. Everybody knows who we are. We your neighborhood star.
Block Major Entertainment exclusive. Hey, yo, what it is, man? It's your boy AB, Universal DJ, Block Major Entertainment Position.
Yeah.
Club JC's After Party Grand Preview Weekend going down Saturday, October the 6th, 4320 Macamex Boulevard in Pine Street, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, bro.
If you miss this event, you must be crazy. Hosted by Real Boy Entertainment.
Yeah.
Universal DJ AB live in the mix.
You know it.
DJ Shine in the building.
Woo.
Special guest MCs. Performances by T-Mac Jungle Entertainment.
What?
I hop from Arkansas.
For real?
Grind up records, chill, we're in the building.
Man.
$5 to get in, BYOB. Special guest, Hardline King Promotions.
You know.
Go DJ Chubb in the building. Southern Maine Husky. And legendary DJ Don, the old school master DJ. Reserve your tables now. Facebook.com/AB Universal DJs. This is sponsored by B97 FM Mr. Radio.
Yeah.
It's going down. Club JC's Grind Preview Weekend After Party. The first step showing history going down in South Dallas, baby.
What?
You don't want to miss this.
Let's go.
Beater.
Blazing the steel.
Bring the heat.
Mixing nonstop.
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 With the hottest DJ.
All right, y'all, man. We are definitely mixing it in right here on BME Enterprise Radio Network. I can't believe I finally can use the name BME Enterprise Radio Network. It's hard to believe we got less than 5 minutes. I know. It's hard to believe we got 5 minutes there before we begin to get up out of here. We definitely want to thank everybody. We had a hot show tonight, didn't we?
Yes, a very hot
show. Man, it seemed like 3 hours just go by so damn quick.
I know. I didn't want to stay on so bad.
Me too.
We need to double some more hours.
I know. We need to go maybe to 15 hours a day. What about
yes.
that? No,
yes.
I got one. No, 24 hours a day. How about that? Nah. You know what? You got quiet when I said that. You said, now, Dunnaby, I got a damn life. I got a bone to pick.
Hey,
I got a bone to pick.
We ain't gonna sleep.
I got a bone to pick.
A bone.
Why in the hell I'm on Facebook? And why come I'm looking on Facebook and I see these big ass breasts hanging out? No. This is no laughing matter. I'm on. What the hell is going on Facebook? Now
somebody put somebody on blast.
Wait a minute. Now I know everybody want to put their. Nah, check this out. You be thinking be Grumman. You definitely be Grumman on Facebook. But I just want to say something to everybody out there. Nobody cares about your fucking business. I can care
Thank
less
you.
About your fucking business or who you slept with, how many women
Tell
you slept with. Why are you getting on Facebook? Putting out your fucking personal business out there.
That's too personal.
What the hell is that all about?
I'm being
nobody,
to show myself.
That's what I'm talking about. Nobody cares about you. Come on now. No. Help a brother out. What the hell is going on with Facebook?
It's getting
weirder and weirder every day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
one lady said that I slept with my boyfriend, and now I am HIV positive.
Oh my God!
This is some scary shit.
You
so,
are.
I don't want to hear about y'all damn business. You can sleep with whoever you want. This is
I
not the fucking Jerry. This is not the fucking Jerry Springer show. They wake up. I just woke up. This is not a fucking blog where you can blog about who you're waking up with. You on Facebook telling people, I just woke up. Who gives a fuck about you waking up?
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that. I just felt that it was time for me to speak my damn mind.
Preach it, Jonathan. Preach
what the hell is going on with that junk?
Man, people need help.
Oh, no. It's funny because the day I was on Facebook, I got a lot of good stuff, though. You know, I didn't even realize you had to open that stuff up, man. You know, a lot of people be saying a lot of stuff. I keep it 100. I just stay fair a little bit. Not too much to too many people.
I guess with me it's different because I'm a promoter. I'm all about promoting. Whenever you see me on Facebook, you see me out here promoting these, my radio show.
That's right.
You see me out here doing it. But you ain't going to see me out here saying who I had sex with. That ain't none of your fucking business. Ooh, I just had sex with two women. Me and my so-and-so just got into a fight.
That's too much.
I don't want to hear that. I can care less about you. It should be
My baby daddy got somebody pregnant and he left me for this ugly thing.
But you know what? It should be, they should be fucking strict on Facebook. They ought to put a limit on what you can say and what you can't say. For real.
Wait, Donnie?